graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's cold when we get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Silent Fudge,
California, over Alice, California.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 171 of Suplex City Limits for July 21st, 2018. Higher than a shark cage containing James Ellsworth, it's your boy, the King of Bong style, Jim Vicious, and he's here to drop bombs on your moms. My co-host.
I'm going to come on you like nobody's ever come on you before.
Tyler Fudge.
Short, to the point, succinct. Suplex City Limits, available for listening wherever fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees or by donating on the Patreon, becoming a producer like Caleb Morganfield, The Mizcast, our friend Casey, the infamous Chris Savage, B-Rad Brad, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, the Maniac Michael Thomas, the Riceroni Jabroni Tyloni, Insane Ian Jackson, Jumpin' Jeremy Fultz, and our boys over at Wrestling Soup. This week on the show, we'll be recapping a little bit. Recapping might be a stretch. Extreme Rules, we'll talk some G1. We will preview the Impact pay-per-view coming up this weekend. What else we got? Lucha Underground, NXT, Bitchin' with Burbs, Jared's Hot Takes, the top three. We better just fucking get into it.
We might as well. Let's instead of recapping Extreme Rules, let's touch on Extreme Rules.
Yes.
Because there's nothing to really come home from that show other than the fact that they put somebody other than Reigns in the main event and the crowd still turned. People are calling it, oh, look, see. Reigns is not the problem. No, yeah. That show was booked really badly. It also had a horribly booked match. What? First off, you've got an Iron Man match. Nobody cares about the first 25 minutes of a 30-minute Iron Man match. And in those 25 minutes, you have the babyface go up 3-0. What?
Yeah.
What?
They just had a heel goes up 3-0. That was a half hour long.
Jim, they've had matches the last 2-3 weeks that were like half hours long.
Yeah. And then so in this one, they get like 3 falls immediately. What did it end up being? Like 4 or 5-4 in the end?
Yeah, something like that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Somehow I thought doing one apiece and then one to win would be the stupidest way to do it. You know, the most dumb fucking way, but they figured it out.
Yeah.
Other than that, wasn't good. I really love Graves on the pre-show. Andrade and Sin Cara. They're talking about how, you know, he's not the guy he knows. And he says that this might be a different guy than Andrade knew. And I was like, you son of a bitch. Very nice. Very fucking nice, Corey.
I didn't watch the pre-show, but that's a delightful tidbit that I'm glad I learned. Because somebody's finally said it. Somebody's finally acknowledged it.
Yeah, they give Sanity a win where nobody saw it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. If a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, then it really or whatever. However, that fucking thing works.
Yeah. Dude, the B team and the Leader of Worlds. It was like, you know, this match reminded me of a wrestling school match. Like if you went and saw like this is their these guys' first, you know, tag team match together, they're learning and shit. It was the most fucking basic thing I've ever seen.
I can't see anything good coming from any of these pairings. First off, Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt, I've even forgot that they're a tag team. That's how much of an impact they've had on me.
And they're Curtis, champions, by the way.
yeah. And then Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas, man, they lost the little bit of charisma that Irwin R. Shyster could have passed on to Bo Dallas, he didn't get none of it, and not a goddamn lick of it. And then you got Curtis Axel, who has probably more charisma than his father ever had. Athletic ability is not there at all. So it's like,
yeah, neither is the hairline.
No.
I just think that's ridiculous. Like, you've taken this joke all the way to make these guys champions. Meanwhile, you have Revival and AOP who are just
just eating pins.
Fucking forget about it.
Like, AOP is just a main event guy. That's it. That's all they do. It's like, yeah, Paul Ellering was doing something for him.
I don't know. And then you get this little backstage. Angle says he'll strip Lesnar if he doesn't show up. The crowd cheers. They love the idea of this. That's the thing they want the most, is that the belt to be taken off the guy. That's next level booking shit. They don't even want a match. What they want the most is just to take the belt off the guy.
They've booked Brock Lesnar to have X-Pac heat.
Dude, I don't understand. You pay this guy millions of dollars and then, yeah, like, this is what you're going to do. Well, better to make it so like nobody wants to see the guy.
Yeah, and then you ruin all, or you don't ruin it because nostalgia is a bitch, but you dampen the fact that you kill money down the road. It's because you've tired the fans of them so much that you've completely gone and flushed away any remnants of anything you could have had years later. So fuck them.
So fuck them. Yeah, other than that, I mean, why was Balor and Corbin on this show? Didn't need to be.
Don't need to be. I don't. And also, nobody needs to watch a wrestler in dress clothes. To me, that's just redundant. Who wrestles in dress clothes? Yeah.
Yeah, they do this injury thing on Kane because he's hurt from the week before.
Yeah, he's legit hurt. He's got Achilles tendon injury or something like that.
Yeah,
that's what happens when you're 60 years old in the ring. I know he's not 60, but I mean, come on, look at him.
Yeah, maybe time to hang it up for him.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe this is, you know, this injury has got to heal, and then he'll probably be mayor. And then who has time to wrestle when you're mayor of Knox County or whatever the fuck it is?
Yeah. Oscar Carmella, just awful.
Awful's not even a word for it, Jim. It was the drizzling shits. It really was.
Yeah. It's really from the match to the booking, just all the way around, just really shitty.
Yeah, and you knew what was going to happen. It's every shark cage match they've ever done, the heel's manager that's in the cage gets a object down or causes some kind of ruckus and the heel wins, and that's what happened.
He's like starts dropping shit immediately, then just opens the door.
Yeah,
how?
I don't know.
You know, at least like in the past they would like work a fucking gimmick in there. No, he opens it. Yeah. Why does he open? How does he open it? Oh, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
I posted it on Twitter that day. On the day of the show, I said, you know, our predictions for extremes are, rules are, fuck it. You know?
That's such a great preview, I will say. Fuck it. Yeah. Even after the show. Jeff Hardy and Nakamura in a couple seconds match. This match
like
lasted
nothing.
He's not
even hurt. I was like, oh, he's really hurt. So this, you know, this is the way out. And then they just have a match anyway. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it. Orton comes out, causes a ruckus, but really, the question is, Jim, wouldn't you have done what you did on SmackDown on Extreme Rules to reunion?
Yeah, it's all about TV now, though.
Yeah, but why have him debut on Extreme Rules? Or not debut, but come back on Extreme Rules. Have him come back on SmackDown.
I don't care what this guy does. It does nothing for me at all. I just can't. And then we'll talk about the rest of it later.
Yeah, of course.
Owen Strowman, you know, big spot from Owens onto a visible pad, which I don't have a problem with the pad. Just don't show it to us.
I agree. You know? I agree.
Just don't let me see it.
I agree.
And they completely. Just blatantly left it there because who gives a fuck? Again, right? Who gives a fuck?
People are stupid. Wrestling fans are dumb, right? They won't notice.
That should be their little thing when they start shows on the network. You know, they're like, then, now, forever, then, now, who gives a fuck?
And then small writing in the corner. Wrestling fans are dumb.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. we've talked to Brian against the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah, I mean, Kane comes out, tries to make the save, but
Harper pins Brian.
Yeah.
He doesn't even pin Kane. No. He doesn't pin the old guy, part timer, who's got a big brace on and is hurt and can hardly stand up.
I can't argue why they would have done that. You know, there's no argument for it. What do you think? Yeah. Luke Harper's going to be your next big thing? I mean, he could be a big thing if you have treated him right years ago, but I mean, now, no.
Yeah. People made a lot of the Reigns and the B team thing backstage. Dumb. Reigns and Lashley.
Yeah.
This is pretty much a bunch of shit, too. Crowd didn't like it. They weren't into it.
I mean, it was a fairly boring match, really. There was not much to it other than Lashley almost killing his shoulder.
I thought it was a super fucking boring match.
Yeah. I mean, you get Roman two guys that wrestle the same.
Yeah, he dumps him over the top with like a bag of shit.
Yeah, Lashley forgets to catch the rope.
Lashley wins with the spear.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing, dude? Is that what we're doing right now?
Now, I will say this. I would rather Lashley than Reigns, because at least Lashley, when he's not smiling and he decides to get angry or at least look angry, I believe him.
Yeah. Are you ready for it again?
Ready for
next Monday?
What? Oh, Reigns and Lashley? No, I'm not ready. And you know what, man? I'll watch like the pinfall. Well, I'm not sitting through that match again.
I wonder who's going to win. Reigns is going to win.
Of course, yes. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Reigns must
pose. This show was shit. But it was like some people were like, "Well, Reigns didn't win, so you guys shouldn't complain." Really?
We obviously have no idea why we're complaining.
Oh my gosh!
It's not Reigns; it's the concept behind Reigns.
I love it too. Cole trying to sell you on Lashley. He's like, "Oh, he beat Vince for the ECW belt one time." I'm like, "Oh, really? What a pedigree, man! Awesome!"
Holy fucking hell! Yeah. And then
why would you remind us of that?
At least they didn't. They didn't put Trump in it. So, we go from boring to more boring with Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax. It's just a weapons match to cover up, you know, the fact that the match was going to be a nothing match, and the match last time was a nothing match.
That Nia sucks and Bliss sucks. And,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I ruffled some feathers with the SJWs this week, but I just proposed the fact that the women's evolution has ended up with us having two tiny blonde chicks made of plastic as champions who can't wrestle.
Yeah.
So I don't know how far we've really come.
Exactly. The women's evolution is kind of starting to feel like the women's de-evolution, because
we've regressed.
We've regressed.
And well, you might. I mean, watch out in America. Well, right now.
If things keep on regressing, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that sucked. Styles Rusev did not headline, but it was an all right match. I mean, it's hard to get into anything where you're like, know for 100% fact what's going to happen. You know, I don't know. It wasn't a good. Did you have anything from Styles Rusev? I thought it was good.
I mean, it was a good match, but at what point in time? I don't think it was Rusev. You know what I mean? Like, the parts of that match that I thought were good was all AJ Styles. I was hoping to see Rusev be a, like, you know, come out and, oh, I'm going to show up for this match. I'm going to make this match count. But I mean, it just seemed like another by the numbers match on Rusev's part, in my opinion. But
yeah. And in this match too, I don't know if I have the figures correct here. Was Ziggler up 4-3 with 12 minutes left in this match?
Like, what? So, sorry, can you say that again?
Was Ziggler up 4-3 with like 12 minutes left in this?
Wasn't it Rollins that was up 4-? Maybe. Oh, sorry, no. I thought we were doing this the other way around. I thought you were saying Rollins or Ziggler was up 3-0. But yeah, no, I think you're right. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell you if it's 12 minutes left. But
just falls and falls and falls. And like I said, you know, they already did the half hour matches and they had no falls in that amount of time. And we're bored. I mean, everyone's bored of seeing these guys. I don't understand what they're doing with Rollins either, because most over guy on the show. And they just like, what if we took the most over guy on the show and we had him lose repeatedly to the most dead guy on the whole roster?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
To me, this whole thing has the wrong guy. Drew McIntyre should be the one doing this, and Dolph Ziggler the guy on the side.
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah.
I mean,
or not Ziggler at all, but yeah. It was seven falls in the first 15 minutes.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Like, they don't do that in Japanese deathmatch wrestling when you land on landmines. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fucking landmines,
guys. And then, of course, too, you know, it goes to the. I knew it was going to go to sudden death because, of course, it is.
Of course, that was obvious on the main event.
Yeah, and Angle comes out, restarts it. A guy who's already been banned from ringside, you know, takes him out. Ends immediately, and it's just a heel end to the show. Always. There's nothing for you to like even leave the place like, well, you know.
Well, see, that just like, makes you ask, why did AJ Styles and Rusev happen before this match? Especially when it's a WWE Championship match. You had the babyface going over. That at least is a happy ending. It wouldn't. Yeah. I bet you the show wouldn't feel so sour if it didn't end like this.
Well, yeah, it's they do that. They like make sure to get one more fuck you in at the end before it ends. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, and then in 2 weeks we're gonna have Stephanie McMahon come back. How do you like that?
So that said, fuck that show. Pretty shitty. You know, I really don't have much to say. But the best matches were on the pre-show.
Yeah, I mean there was. It didn't do anything for me. That's all I could really even say about it. It's a below average pay-per-view. I mean, I don't really look forward to Extreme Rules to begin with because there's nothing extreme about it ever, aside from Kevin Owens falling off of a cage. But I mean, that was pretty extreme if you don't think about a crash pad. But yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty shitty. You want to do the Suplex City Limits top three?
Suplex City Limits
top three.
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week, or at least until I tapped out on the G1. I think I've tapped out on the G1 already.
Well, all I've been is watching the main events.
Well, I don't blame you there. That's.
It's too much. I don't. And you know what? There's only so many Toriano matches I want to watch. There's only so many Zack Sabre Jr. matches I want to watch. There are zero Yoshihashi matches I want to watch. You know, this is
just, okay. Yeah. So. No, sorry. I was okaying to something else.
I figured that.
Fucking just, distracted today,
just,
man.
It just caught me off guard. I was like, okay.
Yeah, like, well. All right, dick.
I was like, I guess he likes Yoshihashi.
No one likes Yoshihashi. Yeah, so we'll do the top three, and then we'll do a little bit of general G1 conversation afterward.
Yeah. I would say we start our top three with, let's say, Okada and Jay White. That was on night one. And I thought they really capitalized well on Jay White and Okada, or Jay White's heel turn, or whatever you would call it, at the American show with Jim Ross. And they continued the barricade shots and everything like that. And it's a good evolution for Jay White. And they're really trying to tell a story about Jay White through this whole G1, because Jay White is undefeated so far. He's the only guy to have 6 points. First guy to get 6 points. So...
really enjoyed the spot where White smothers Okada with the apron, and then he leaves the apron down, but it comes back and like fixes it, and the whole crowd applauds. Like they applaud that he fixed the fucking apron. It's so weird.
Japanese people are so polite, right? They're so, or I don't know if polite's the right word, because in our culture, the way some Japanese people would act would really seem not polite, like yelling that you're getting upset for not like slurping while you eat and shit like that. But, No,
this marks where this is the point where I've kind of turned over on Blade, Switchblade a little bit.
He
did some good shit. He wins dirty with the chair, which I expected him to win coming off that other loss. But dude, he steals Okada's ice pack at the end. Amazing.
Yes. Great Amazing. Heel work. The heel promo at Dan still needs some work. I wish he could grow a 5 o'clock shadow. That would be hell of wonders. But
dude, what's with the fucking you seen this shit of people walking out? Was that later? Was that a different one or was that here? I don't recall.
I don't notice anything about
people walking out while he was talking. Might have been at the end of a different show.
But now, mind you, too, the Japanese people, some if you don't understand English, why would you stay? Because you know this is going to be an English promo.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, that's a good point. And you got to get out of there so that you can get in one of those little pull behind fucking taxis. That's what they have over there, I'm pretty sure. No.
Exclusively.
Why is Okada? What is the deal with Okada? What's happening?
I think, to me, it's Okada went through a phase after he lost to Kenny where he was somber. He still looked the same, but he wasn't there. You know what I mean? He wouldn't pose for the camera, shit like that. I feel like now this is kind of a post-loss. He's trying to regroup, but he can't find himself.
He's got red hair. He's got
balloons. I don't mind the balloons, but because I mean, it's Asian, right? I mean, I'm cool with it. It's weird shit. I'm watching Japanese wrestling. I expect something weird.
Well, I mean, I did, if you recall last week, I did call a couple of 2 weeks ago. I did call him out and, you know, tell him to reinvent himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess here,
you know. I can do without the red hair and I'm not a huge fan of the new music, but I mean, that's just me. I'm also not a fan of Minoru Suzuki's new music either. Even though it's the same song, just remixed.
Yeah. There you go. What else we got? Tanahashi Suzuki.
Yeah, Tanahashi Suzuki, which Suzuki just dismantled Tanahashi.
Yeah.
His knee just wrecked him. He fucking wrecked him. And that, you know, Tanahashi and Suzuki have a great match every time they have they meet up. And I couldn't wait for this match. And it didn't disappoint, that's for sure.
Just every fucking leg hold, a clinic of leg holds from Suzuki. Great selling in there by both. High fly foe for the win. Yeah, he does his own knee issue. Suzuki sells his knee like he's been fucking shot.
Yeah. Suzuki's just a brilliant man. And Jim, are you going to go through and get the Suzuki haircut?
I would like to, right? I feel like I should. But then if I go anywhere in public, everyone's going to look at me like I'm a fucking douche if I got Suzuki hair.
I mean, that's true. But you can wear a hat. You own hats. Yeah. I know you do.
I mean, I guess if I did Suzuki hair, then I'd have to post a picture probably. I don't know.
You would. And then you'd probably be going around with a towel and then people would be calling you Taz. And then you'd be getting upset because you're not that pussy Taz. You're a real fighter named Suzuki.
Yeah, Mrs. Vicious was not a fan of the Suzuki hair, so...
No, I mean, I can understand it. Girls don't really like flames going shooting back people's heads. It's like the reverse Bam Bam.
But I thought this match had tons of great story, just really fucking good. And then, two, Tanahashi's knee issue causes his loss on night three
to Jay White. White, who is...
Just, stories!
Yeah.
What the hell, huh?
I know, right?
And what's our third tub, the rematch?
Omega and Naito on night two. Naito! But yeah, that match was fantastic. So many callbacks to their older matches or the last G1 match.
I was like, I don't know. I had like a little fucking smark boner watching this. And they're like throwing back to old matches with counters and shit. I'm like, God.
And that's what makes wrestling. That's why people like Kobashi and Misawa's matches so much. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When they happen, they meant something. It's not like the WWE where we see Seth Rollins and Dolph Ziggler week after week after week, and then we're supposed to care about the Iron Man match.
I'm just going to say it, dude. In New Japan, it's highbrow wrestling, man. Yeah,
of course. Some people, I totally think that there are some WWE fans that are too stupid to actually get it.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
dude.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
They look at it like, you mean there's a story in there? You can't even understand what they're saying. They're speaking Japanese. It's like, you're a fucking idiot. I'd rather stone fuck you than look at you anymore. You cunty poo. Dan from Philly, fuck you.
He's still pissed about Dan. Oh, man. No, we sound like complete elitist pricks, but dude, it's true. It's true. Fucking highbrow, man. It's like if WWE was a shitty action movie, you know, like New Japan is like WWE is like a Steven Seagal movie.
Yeah, and New Japan is probably, let's say, Jackie Chan. Fuck it. Let's be those guys.
Jackie Chan's Chinese.
Jet Li. Is he Korean?
I don't know where he's from.
Fuck it. I don't care. Jackie Chan, man. Fuck it. Yeah.
Making references to past things, you know, past matches and with counters, or, you know, where people build up like, oh, he's got a new move, a reversal out of that guy's move. So when he faces that guy in 6 months, you know, what's going to happen? Oh,
exactly.
Good shit.
People aren't going to get that though, because it's not spoken to him.
On the G1, I thought Ibushi Sabre night two was a good match.
It was a lot of, I don't know, just craziness. I love Ibushi. Ibushi's my spirit animal. But
yeah,
Omega and Goto was a really good match, and again another match that had callbacks, because remember, this was the finals to the G1 that Kenny won, and so it was Goto's chance to redeem himself and get a win over Kenny Omega. But guess what, man, he couldn't. So and the last 5 minutes
only
of that
how
match
many more nights
amazing.
Of G1 left.
Oh man, there's how many people in each block? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We're done 5 nights. So then that means that there's, I think, 4 more nights of round robin. And then, I don't know, man. Well, that doesn't sound right at all.
No, it goes well into fucking... Yeah. It goes well into August. The finale of it's like a month from now.
August 11th or something like that. August 10th, because that's when Ray joins for the match.
Oh yeah, right.
Oh yeah.
And they built up the stuff too with Fale and Hangman on the first night.
Yeah.
Hangman wins by DQ within the Tongans attack and all that shit. So
yeah, and what you got to look for coming up too, Jim, is where is it? Here we go. Tama Tonga's got a big week coming up for him. And it's a make or break week, if you ask me. He has a match against who is it? Kenny Omega, and he also has a match against Tetsuya Naito this week. Kenny Omega's on the 21st, and Naito's the 26th. Those are matches that he has to perform very well in, because they're putting a lot of bread in his basket, and if he doesn't capitalize on it, then he's just dead in the water. And this could either springboard him or just kill him.
Yeah.
So
putting bread in your basket.
But then you also have Jay White and Suzuki, which that match should be interesting, to say the least. And then Goto and Ishii, which that's always a good match. We've had that match at Wrestle Kingdom many times. And another one that I'm really looking forward to is Tanahashi and Paige. That's coming up this week. So, yeah.
Mm. It's fucking so much. It's too much to keep up with for me.
It's so much.
Yeah, definitely. If you watch like the main... You know, the main matches, and pick out the good, you know, what you want to see and who you want to see. It's a little easier to deal with that.
Yeah,
one.
It is. But you also, okay, what? I don't know. I keep getting enthralled with when I think about this G1, because I haven't seen all of it. But you're looking at it. Okada's only won one match.
Yeah, right? He's lost two, huh?
He's lost two. Okada won his first match yesterday, and so he has 2 points. He's literally, Suzuki has 2 points, Paige has 2 points. It's all Michael Elgin and Jay White in the block A. Now, I would imagine Michael Elgin drops, but Jay White, I can see Jay White being up there at the top. I don't see him going to the finals. But then you got, in block B, Omega and Ibushi, they're both deadlocked, 4 points apiece. I really see them mirroring each other and coming out that final night tied for points, and the winner goes to the match.
Mm. And also, White, kind of, did he quit the stable with Okada too, or what? What happened there?
That was that's his chaos. This is his chaos.
Trying to take over now?
Yes, I think so.
Mm. Goddamn. It's a lot of shit happening there.
There is.
But yeah, we will try our best to keep continuing to cover the G1 as we go on here. So from there, move over to the news of the week.
This week in the news, a racist is reinstated, and a Japanese legend passes away. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. Sort of Masa Saito passed away after a battle with Parkinson's disease.
Yes.
He's an old school guy too, man.
He was Dr. Mr. Fuji's tag team partner in the WWF then, or was it just WWF?
Man, you're asking me for a lot of information there.
I am way former too
AWA
stoned,
world,
way
too many W's. World champion. He had a match with Antonio Inoki, which was blown off by the legendary Jungle Death Match.
That what? Sounds amazing.
The Jungle Death Match, October 4th, 1987, that went 125-14, the longest match in Japanese history. Is that?
I mean, I'm doing a oh my.
The setting was a bout with no ring in the jungle.
There's been a few, so we've got Onita took on Tiger Jeet Singh in a Jungle Death Match. Also, Jim, Jungle Death Match is something in Battlefield 4.
Interesting. Yeah, but he's he had a very long career. I'm not going to sit and act like I know all that much about him, but you know.
There's also an Island Death Match.
Yeah. But yeah, he wrestled. I remember him in AWA. He also wrestled in the 60s and shit, so
yeah,
pretty crazy.
He's an old school chap. I can't say I've seen too much from Saito.
Yeah, 76 years old. I call it a pretty good run, yep, if you ask me.
I do too. It's a long piece to live.
Hulk Hogan put back into the WWE Hall of Fame after a 3-year suspension, I guess. most of the story behind this is New Day came out with a statement, also to Titus O'Neil. And I'm with him, you know?
Yeah.
And dude, this week it brought out a lot of fucking racists on wrestling Twitter, dude.
Yeah.
They all came out of the woodwork this week. How about we let black people decide how they feel about a person, you know, saying racist shit about them?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell anybody what to feel. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, that's up to you guys, man. My point of view is fuck that dude. He's a carny piece of shit.
He
gave his speech, and his speech was more about, oh, you know, I was being filmed, and watch out for, you know, saying stuff because it might be filmed.
How about not?
He didn't really
it?
Talk about what he fucking said.
Yeah.
Nor has he done anything thus far to prove that he is.
He's done nothing but play the victim, yeah. Jim. That's it. He's been Terry Bollea, sat down the there victim.
He sat down there and he's rode fucking jet skis in Florida for 3 years. And then he comes back. I'm like, oh, I got fucked over. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Jerry Lawler, too, says it was an overreaction and PC. He blamed PC culture.
Oh, yeah. That's because Jerry Lawler is probably right there with him.
He's from fucking. Oh, yeah. He's from fucking Memphis, right?
Of course. I mean.
Dude, it's not, you can't blame, like, Ozzy, there's a lot of things we'll talk about PC culture being bullshit, you know, about being pissed off about stuff, to even throw it into the idea that, like, oh, black people being mad about the N-bombs, that's PC culture run amok.
Right, yeah, no,
never.
Out of your
fucking mind?
This makes no sense, and you know what's the worst thing about it? Like, the ones that are publicly that we're hearing, they're old fucks. You know what I mean? Huh. You can't. The world changes. 20 years ago, those old fucks were complaining about the kids. 30 years ago, those old fucks were complaining about the kids. That's just the way it works. That's when you get older, you get stuck in your ways. You're used to it being one way. I went to Tim Hortons. This is a good example of it, okay? Because I, you know how people is like, respect your elders, right? You've heard that, obviously. I don't believe in that. I believe if you give me respect, I'll give you respect. I don't give a fuck about your age. You can be a cunt and still be 69. So, like, I was at Tim Hortons, and at Tim Hortons, you can order on your phone and just go pick it up and get it, and you avoid lines. There's literally a window that says mobile pickup, and you just go there, and you give them your order number, and they give you your shit. So I walk into the Tim Hortons like I do every morning, and I walk up to the counter, and it's like, taller fudge, and she just passes me on my coffee. And this old man, the line starts back here, bud. I just looked at him, pointed to the sign, mobile order. Huh. I just walked away. He was so red and he was sweating, and I just loved every last fucking second of it, man.
Fucking old cunt. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Old people are like the fucking almost the worst.
I know. And he had his coffee mug, so you know that cocksucker was gonna get a refill. And if they didn't dock him his 10 cents, he'd fucking make a scene. That old Jerry Curl bastard.
Fuck him. There's a lot of different things going on this week. Farrah Abraham. We had to talk about Farrah Abraham, right?
Man, Jim, I you can't make this stuff up. You really can't. No. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, dude, if you have the clip, yeah, I mean.
Oh, you're fucking right. I got the clip.
Oh, all right. Are you looking for it, or you got it queued?
What's that?
You got it the cute, or are you just looking for it?
Oh, you couldn't hear it? Oh, that's disappointing. No. That's disappointing. I thought you were going to be able to hear it, but you can't. So well.
No, sir. She is got a deal with World Class Revolution Pro Wrestling.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
No, me neither.
I guess later it came out she is not going to be a wrestler, which is surprising because, you know, like I said on Twitter, I've seen her adult film work and she can take a pounding, man.
You're goddamn right.
Legit.
Back to the team, mom.
But yeah, the clip was that she said that Stone Cold or Cold Stone.
Just like
I can't even say it wrong when I'm trying to.
It's like the creamery, Cold Stone Creamery, the ice cream place.
You want chocolate sprinkled skin? Oh, hell yeah.
What?
Yeah. I said I'll have the bubblegum ice cream with gummy bear. What?
What was it you wanted?
How long would he last? He wouldn't last long at fucking Cold Stone Creamery.
No, man. He'd start mixing beer with it, making his own concoctions. He'd have the Stone Cold Ranch version.
Tell you what, kid, Broken Skull Ranch. Fuck.
What?
She's an idiot. She's an idiot. Fuck her. Go back to porn or fuck off.
She grew up. She'd love to have a match with Stone Cold or Cold Stone and Hulk Hogan. So that tells you how much she knows.
Fucking shit. Well, you want to have a match with a guy who retired, like, oh, I don't even know how long ago. Fucking Cold Stone Steve Austin retired 15 years ago, whatever the fuck it was.
2003, so it was 15 years ago, actually, Jim. You're spot on.
Yeah, bitch. You want to have a match with him and the guy who, you know, has been in trouble for fucking calling people racial slurs and having the worst celebrity sex tape of all time.
He would fuck her, though, because, I mean, look at her. I mean,
I mean,
she's very plastic looking, but I mean, I would not say no.
She wasn't as plastic looking when she did her porn.
No, she wasn't. She kind of still, she looked like a real person, but now she's really round in certain spots and really pointy. So it's just not really savory, weird. But I mean,
it is weird when, like, you know, good looking women have so much plastic surgery that they just look like robots.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a shame, but I mean, more power to you, I guess. If that's what you want to look like, I can't say shit. I'm fat.
Yeah, you know. I mean, if that's what you want to do with your life, that's cool. I'm good at that.
I mean, I didn't pay $10,000 because, well, I guess I did. Food costs money. Whatever.
That was a lot of money. independent wrestler Virgil Flynn passed away. I'm not familiar with his work, but a lot of people said really nice stuff about him. Said he was a super good guy. So I don't know.
People said nice things to Chris Benoit when he died, too.
People had a lot of nice things to say about him. I'm not familiar with his work. This is my point. He's 33 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Fair enough. I just assumed he was old as fuck.
Yeah, he was up and coming on the indie scene, I guess. B-Rad was a big fan of his. I know the guys from Flea Market said he was a super great guy, and I don't know what happened, I guess, but...
I have no idea. I'm looking up on it now, because I didn't hear about it, because, well, I mean, I've never heard of Virgil Flynn before, but...
Yeah, I'm not familiar with him, but no less. What else do we have? We got... Jeff Cobb signed with ROH instead of Impact.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess New Japan doesn't like working with Impact. So, though, that they got Ishimori there as well. But I would imagine, he signed with ROH just to have a clearer in path with New Japan. So, I'm smart for him. He's already liked over there.
Cobb? Is a guy you can bring in, and if you're a Ring of Honor, you bring him in, and you could work towards making him a champion.
Yeah. Do you think that Cobb would get over better in Japan with the Matanza gimmick?
Oh, I bet.
I think he would too.
I bet.
Just that monster, a short stirt. I think it would be so good.
But they're not going to let him.
No, of course
use
not.
That I expect.
Of course, no. You'll be Jeff Cobb. Because, I mean, why would he want to be Matanza, a name he doesn't own, right? At least he owns the Jeff Cobb name.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about Jeff Cobb just as a dude. He's a fucking beast. He's big. He's strong. He does all the crazy suplexes. But he just looks like...
another dude.
Yeah, I feel like he should be. Especially if you're going to bring him into Japan, I'd put a mask on him. If you're going to push him over there. Yeah. Bring him in, and really fucking put something into it and have him under a mask. And
just call him fucking
because he looks super scary under a mask.
Man. You can just have him take over some kind of guy in Japan. Well, I don't know. That wouldn't be as good. But the Matanza character would work great.
Rich Swann was taken to a hospital after the MLW show, Battle Riot in New York. I guess that was a pretty good show. I don't know if that's going to be around or if it was streaming or not. It's hard to keep up with everything, man.
I would imagine it was some kind of pay-per-view for him. Pay $9.99 for it. So I guess that would take him out of his match against Johnny Impact, Ishimori, and Phoenix at Slammiversary.
That's debatable. We're gonna see what happens with that.
That's a shame.
But at least if they have to open his head up and do any kind of surgery on his brain or something, they don't have to shave the top of his head. It's already good to go.
I see that they had a video of worst haircuts in Impact history, and Rich Swann wasn't on it, and you got quite upset about it.
How is he not?
I know, it makes no sense. Like, nobody else's hair in TNA sticks out to me other than that. Maybe Jay Lethal as Black Machismo.
He looks like fucking Dave Chappelle as Black Gallagher, man. Ridiculous. So there was a big spoiler coming out of the NXT tapings. Are we going to not talk about that?
You mean the fact that Tommaso Ciampa won the NXT title?
You fucking asshole. You could have at least gave a fast forward warning. Hey, man, I apologize on behalf.
You already asked. You said, should we spoil him? And I did.
Okay, that happened.
No, but I mean, I see it on pictures all over Twitter. Exactly. Oh, when they release it, boom. That's not a spoiler if they released it.
Well, if Tyler spoiled it for you, I apologize on behalf of Suplex City Limits.
You can't see me, but I'm waving to you guys. Hey, that was me.
NXT confirms the return of War Games for the pre-Survivor Series takeover.
Mm.
I mean, I guess you have something to say about Ciampa. So, I mean, we have the card for takeover. For
Brooklyn takeover. Yeah, the main event is a play on something we've wanted them to do since they started a Gargano Ciampa feud.
I mean, they're already pretty much locking in all this shit on this on. What we saw this week. So, I mean, be looking to a Cole Ricochet, dude, that's going to be absurd.
Every match they've ever had was great. I can't see this one being any different. I can see this match being too good for anybody to follow.
That could happen. Shayna Baszler, Kyrie Sane is happening.
Their finals at the Mae Young Classic was decent. I would imagine this was better. But I mean,
the one that I really don't get is Undisputed Era and Mustache Mountain again.
Yeah, the tag team division NXT, though, is a little weak. You know what I mean?
On NXT this week, they had this great War Raiders video package.
You're right about that.
What
actually
are you doing with these guys, man? Why are you not doing anything with them?
I agree. You know, that probably should have been the way they went. But because especially, too, they're saying that they're Vikings and they're coming in to raid and take what they want.
Yeah, you know, they're not. They're
how
not
long
doing
do you raid? How long did your raids last, guys? Like, come on.
They haven't stolen anything. They haven't done anything.
No, haven't raped nobody yet. Nothing. Because we all know Vikings. I mean, that's all they did.
They're one of the top five easy, if not like really one of the top three probably tag teams working today. Are they not?
Yeah.
Bucks, them, Briscoes, maybe?
Briscoes, yeah. I know how you feel about it, but I like, well, the Usos have dropped a lot lately too. They're not as...
Holy fuck, they've dropped off. Yeah, they really fucking don't give a shit about those guys.
I think their 15 minutes are over.
The crowd was still into him and shit. They were their own dig, but I guess not. And then Dream EC3, which could be interesting.
I mean, it's not going to be nothing blow away, but I mean, this match might open people's eyes to see that Velveteen Dream's not this great worker. He's a good character, though. They might see it's like, oh, yeah, against EC3, Velveteen Dream is okay.
But yeah. Monday, there will be a historic announcement on Raw by Stephanie McMahon.
Yes, an historic announcement that... Am I going to be that guy? Or should I just let you be that guy because you're usually that guy?
I mean, I expect maybe what if she's coming out to announce that she's going to finish her transition, you know, into a man? She's transitioning to be a man.
I mean, we all know Triple H likes the burly type, so I would not be surprised about that. But I would imagine it's more along the lines of we're going to get a all-women show or all-women pay-per-view that I'm not going to watch because they don't have a card big enough for an all-woman pay-per-view. Or let's rephrase that. They don't have a card good enough for an all-woman pay-per-view.
If it's all main roster ones, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you do the how do you send the NXT ones up, though? You know what I mean?
I don't know. It's like they're going to be doing this Mae Young Classic already.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
How many of these type of things do we really require?
Yeah. Like, I can understand it if they're going to take the Mae Young Classic and not release it in spurts and just do it week by week, and you can have the finals at that all-women's pay-per-view. Then maybe you can have an NXT women's title match. You can have unify the Raw and SmackDown titles because you don't have a roster. I know they're not going to do that, but they need to. And then there's also these rumors that it's going to be a tag team title. And my God, if we got Raw and SmackDown women's tag team champions, I'm gonna hang myself because I can't do this.
Fucking quit watching this shit completely.
Because it's too, like, I understand. I don't want you to listen to this. Cause, like, the two female listeners we probably got and be like, oh, Tyler's sexist. It's like, no, calm your tits. Calm your tits. Don't get your panties in a bunch. That's sexist, probably, but.
Yeah, no shit. Man.
But, like, it's if they had good workers and they let the good workers be great work. You know, like Asuka. Asuka's the shell of her former self. I don't even care about Asuka anymore because of the way they've treated her.
Yep.
And they're going to do the same thing with Kairi Sane. They're going to do the same thing with Io Shirai. They're only going to elevate and try to make you care about the girls that we don't want to care about. So, I mean, fuck them.
Keith Lee made his NXT in-ring debut on the new tapings. Looking forward to that. Keith Lee is fucking awesome.
Yes,
and
yes,
NXT will probably use him properly, so that's a good thing, too.
I you know what I really would like to see? Keith Lee versus Lars Sullivan. I would like to see that. I think Keith Lee could get a great match out of Lars Sullivan.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of great matches for him down there. So,
oh, yeah.
So much talent down there. It's absurd. But that's all I got for news this week.
I've got a whopper that I'm shocked you didn't speak about. What was the company that Farrah Abrams was?
Oh, God, I don't know. I already did.
Was it World Class Revolution?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, they're also proud to announce that they've come to the terms with former Major League Baseball superstar Jose Canseco.
What the fuck kind of Jerry Springer show shit? Wait a minute, dude. Does Russo own this company?
I don't know.
Bro, I'm back in the wrestling business, bro.
Swerve,
Jose
bro.
Canseco, Farrah Abraham. It's going to be the product of the future.
Yep. And then, Jim, this was a big weekend for baseball and wrestling, because speaking of baseball and wrestling, The Miz won MVP, which I'm sure somebody paid for him to win. And then at Slammiversary,
yeah, right.
Toronto outfielder Curtis Granderson is going to serve as the quote-unquote title holder for the Austin Aries Moose match. Right? They're in Toronto, and they couldn't even get a good Toronto Blue Jay because there's not really any of them.
Hold on. Well, I get my fucking wallet. Get my credit card ready.
Yeah, I know. It's not like they got a popular baseball player. This guy is mid-range at best. His prime was years ago. And so, yeah, I mean, you could have gotten popular guys like Kevin Pillar, Josh Donaldson, but I mean, you can't because you're Impact.
There it is. Any other news you got or what?
Rumored AJ Styles and Samoa Joe at SummerSlam. That's about
it. Oh, yeah. I expect such. They've done nothing with him.
Nothing at all.
Samoa Joe has done nothing. He came back this week for the first time in I don't even know how long.
He's grown his hair out. So I guess he's done nothing and grown his hair out.
All right. That's awesome.
Always got to look at the bright side, bro.
Let's move on from there. We've been wondering where our boy MC Burberry is. We haven't heard from him in 2 weeks, as you know.
I was about ready to get the milk cartons going, Jim.
Yeah, I know, right? Have you seen It's Your Boy, Burbs?
Burbs!
Yeah. So we got a message this week from Burbs. So let's check in with the lad and see what's going on. What the hell, man?
It's Suplex City Limits. It's your boy, Burbs. How are you doing, guys? Fuck. Listen. Okay, so I'm recording this on my phone in prison. I'm not going to tell you how I got it in here. Just know that it wasn't good, all right? Look, long story short, I watched Extreme Rules Sunday, and I was fucking pissed off. No, actually, disgusted. I was fucking disgusted with the shit that I've been watching recently, yeah? So disgusted that I got too drunk and took it out on some little dickhead wearing a Roman Reigns shirt. You should have seen him, though. He was thinking he was all big and hard and fucking untouchable, thinking he's the big dog and all this shit. Fucking smacked him right in the face. I couldn't be fucked. Anyway, turns out you can't punch a child. Or kick him. Or punch his parents. Or rob his phone. Or rip up his t-shirt. Yeah, that's all illegal. Don't try that. I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I don't know what the bail cost is. I could be in Guantanamo Bay as far as I know. I don't have a fucking clue where I am. Right? All I know is I don't get to watch Raw this week. I miss it. That's great. They think they're punishing me. It's fucking great. However, there's some little dickhead on the outside of these walls that I want to get my fucking hands on. All right? I thought we sorted this shit. All right? Fucking coddle. Yeah? Yeah, you hear me, you little dickhead. I can't say shit in here because they'll probably keep me in for longer. Fucking threatening or violence or some shit. But just know this, yeah? Just know this. When I'm out of here, when my ass is recovered, and when... Oh, fuck's that, I can't even edit this. When I'm out of here, yeah? And I'm more of a man than you'll ever be, yeah? Because I've been hanging around with men. Right? And training. Anyway, look, when I'm out of here, yeah, you're a fucking dead man. I am going to slap the Canada A out of your fucking mouth, yeah? And you'll never say a bad word about your boy Burbs again, all right? thinking about it, you're probably half of the reason why I'm in here in the first place. I was already pissed off about you, and then I just go and punch that kid. I probably wouldn't have even punched the kid if it wasn't for you. So fuck you, Coddle. I'm gonna fucking kill you, Coddle.
Keep your noise down. Please, Coddle. Who are you gonna kill?
No, sorry, officer. I was just saying I'd kill for a cuddle.
Yeah, you better add this.
It's so lonely. So lonely here.
Good. Get back to sleep.
Listen, as for the wrestling shit, yeah, can we just let Corbin get on with his fucking snooker game? Like, he comes to the ring dressed like Ronnie O'Sullivan. Can we just let him play snooker? Because he clearly doesn't like wrestling. Let him fuck off, yeah? And these fucking mallet mongos go to hit Kane with them fucking stupid hammers, yeah? They hit the door instead, and he still sells it and wears a fucking brace around his knee. The fuck? They've got Munster in the bank. It's money in the bank. They haven't even changed the briefcase to Munster in the bank. Besides, how can he cash in without any fucking money? They can't cash in a Munster, you stupid fuck. Extreme rules, mate. Extreme rules. 5 fucking hours, right? 1 Extreme Rules match, and it was shit. All right? Shit. Right? The first half an hour of Raw this week had more blood in it than the whole pay-per-view of Extreme Rules. Work that out, all right? You've got Hulk Hogan getting re-inducted into the fucking mythical Hall of Fame when it was only a couple of years ago that he was shouting and screaming saying that he doesn't like vinegar. You can't get me any more prison time. I said vinegar, all right? Anyway, Hulk Hogan's backstage this week shaking hands and apologising to all the crackerjack honkies and vinegars going, "Ooh, I'm sorry, I'm not racist, brother," whilst they're all documenting it. Well, you know what that means? They're making a fucking video about it all. Hey, racist? Exploit it. Baldy kid? Exploit it. Hater of vinegar, exploit it. I'm fucking done with you.
You're fucking noise down.
Hey, sorry, sir. I'm never going to get this done. Look, apart from the few people who we know who have actually attended these shows recently, i.e. your boy Jim Vicious, Joey Numbers, you know, I don't even know how the fuck you've managed it. Together you made it. You made it even though this show's completely balls. But really though, I believe that 98% of the crowds are like plants. I mean, who the fuck is actually buying tickets to go see this? This week on Raw, yeah, McIntyre comes out, then Rollins, then Elias, then Balor, and Michael Cole goes, Balor Club, you fucking pussy. What the fuck is the Balor Club? Like, it's just him. There's no one else. He's on his own. That's not a fucking club, dickhead. Then you got fucking Reigns. Angle says they're all deserving of a universal shot, mate. Balor didn't get his rematch, so yeah, all right then. McIntyre's big and wet, shout out Draper. Rollins lost his match, so no. Elias hasn't had a match, so no. And Reigns has lost every fucking match he's ever been in for the fucking title, so yeah, well deserving. Anyway, nice to see a new set of faces going for the belt. Side note, Reigns wins. Like, got cunt stubble Corbin backstage with Kurt Angle doing the shittiest, cringiest of promos. It's like I'm playing Smackdown on the PlayStation 1, mate. The fucking promos are terrible.
I want my match. Well, you don't deserve your match. I should have had my match. Well, you don't have your match. Eat that.
It's fucking terrible. Like, the whole show is just a waste of my time. Reigns, Balor and McIntyre have that triple threat, yeah? Halfway through, McIntyre just grabs a chair and it's Balor. And then you got fucking Michelle Cole going, triple threat, so it's legal. What? Why the fuck not just have weapons at the start then and just beat the fuck out of each other? Why do these veterans need to fight a fucking match halfway through to then realise that having a weapon in their hands might be a bit beneficial?
Noise is coming from your cell again, Birds, I'm going to stick this nightstick up your ass one more time.
Ignore that. He's a joker. He likes to play pranks on people. That's not happened. Moving on swiftly. Look. See, my issue with the triple threat is, if you're going into the match and you're fully aware that it has no disqualification, why would you not just start the match with a weapon in your hand? I mean, why would you just start the night off with fists and then let it eventually escalate? That just sounds like a raunchy night with Paige, and nobody wants that. And on another note, I am sick to the fucking dick of hearing Superman punch. I'm sick to the dick of seeing the Superman punch. And I am sick to the fucking tip of the dick seeing wrestlers sell the Superman punch. Like, how the fuck is the Superman punch any stronger than the punch I give that little fat kid?
Sorry, sir.
How is his punch any stronger just because he lifts up one of his fucking rear legs? That don't mean shit. I don't understand, neither, why they need to repeat something that happened just half an hour ago. The ratings go down throughout the show, yeah? The start of the show is where the majority of people watch. It's a fact.
Oh my
Look
God.
At the stats.
True.
So they don't need fucking reminding what happened at the start. I'm
it's
fine,
true.
And
yeah,
I'm sure
right.
everyone else is fucking fine with remembering what just happened half an hour ago. What I'm struggling to remember is why the fucking flying Owen do I still watch this show?
You are getting the nightstick!
Sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I am really sorry. I just stood on a... I just stood on I don't know. I stood on something. Shame. Seriously, though, I don't actually know why I'm still watching this show anymore. Luckily, I can't whilst I'm in here. But really, it's got to be out of habit. That's the only explanation I've got. I'm sure even the tap-out commercials are a fucking hint. I should have tapped out years ago. Tyler feeling the breeze again as he shaved his beard, and he was scheduled to fight against Oh No Mojo Rowley. Like fuck off, the repeaters won't shut the fuck up about his football past. Like, why can't he just get knocked the fuck out like England did? You got Braun backstage telling Renee and all of us that he's going to beat whoever wins at SummerSlam. And just like everyone else who wins the briefcase, why does Braun feel the need to explain how it works to me?
Like, I've got this, which means I have a title shot. At any time, anywhere.
Like, mate, I know how this fucking works. I've been watching this longer than you've been in the company. The fuck? Oh, but fuck rules. Fuck logic. Because Ronda Rousey then comes through the crowd and attacks Alexa and Mickey James. Kurt comes down to the fucking ring and says, whoa, you need to calm down. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, calm down. That's what you should do. Just fuck the suspension I give you. Calm the fuck down. And then you've got Ronnie O'Sullivan coming down. Oh, fuck's sake. Constable Corbin coming out, saying that he's going to fucking grass to Steph. Oh, but he can't find his phone. And asks Alexa and Mickey where the fuck his phone is. How the fuck would they? They were just in the ring. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, fucks off to find it. Angle's been picking pockets. He's got his fucking phone. Shame he ain't as talented as picking someone new to challenge for the fucking title, eh? And then you've got the OAPs coming down to the ring, and they're facing... Oh, fuck, not OAPs. AOPs. AOP. You've got the AOP coming down to the ring, and they're facing Titus mid-card! But I'm not going to lie, I don't actually know the result, because it was at this moment in time that the police boss threw me door for punching that kid. And kicking him. And punching his parents. And robbing his phone and ripping his shit shirt. So fuck his shirt, fuck his parents, fuck that little fat kid, fuck Bob Coddle.
Right, you're coming with me.
No, sir.
I have given you fucking chance after
me.
Chance. You're coming with me.
No.
Come on.
No.
You're going to get the nightstick.
I don't
want to
go.
Your ass.
Let me stay. Guys,
come on.
I'll be back next week, hopefully.
Quit resisting.
Take care.
Don't resist.
Please, boys.
Stick it in his ass.
Please. No.
Holy shit. Our boy Burrs, man. Oh. He's in the joint. Oh, somewhere.
Yes, somewhere. We don't even I doubt he even knows where he is right now. I think
we're running a
play.
Fundraiser to bail to get Burbs bailed out on our Patreon.
Yes, and reportedly, this is what I've heard, is that Bob Coddle is trying to interfere in it. And he's trying, he's saying, you know, fuck that Burbs guy. And, you know,
hey, fans. Fucking A. Great points, though, in there, as
really
always.
Though.
But yeah, follow our boy Burbs on Twitter at Burberry Beats with threes instead of E's. Check out his music on YouTube. Check out the Bitchin' with Burbs YouTube channel, where all the Bitchin' with Burbs ever are up on the fucking channel. Good shit shared around. So. He makes good points, dude. Why are they reminding people? People are tuning out. They're not tuning in. If in hour three, the ratings were higher than hour one, by all means, dude. But
yeah, and that rarely ever happens. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's always they show up to watch and then it's just down, down, down. Just nobody. Yeah. Nobody is tuning in at the third hour.
No, of course not, dude. So Raw, dude, the open of this show. Was person after person after person coming out, which is like interrupted by has to be the most used thing on their fucking scripts because that's all it is. Like, yes. Well, someone's talking. Like, my workplace is like that too, though. When my boss is having meetings, I just bust in and start cutting promos on people.
Works,
just make big fucking entrances.
Works like a charm.
Yeah. But Raw, why wouldn't you go with eight guys? And do a little eight-man tournament over the next couple of weeks, and you'd have all your television figured out, and it'd be a lot more interesting.
It'd be an idea, and especially with the, you know, there's a huge tournament going on in Japan.
So, yeah, maybe. Yeah. They hate tournaments, though.
They do, but I mean...
Because I think their fans, a lot of the... Well, not a lot, but some fans don't understand tournaments.
Yeah, it's two brackets they don't get.
Yeah, they get confused by brackets. It's not like some of the most popular sports. In March, there's not a big basketball one that everybody fills out brackets for.
No. And people, football, nobody watches the Super Bowl. Nobody.
Yeah. Idea of a tournament is silliness. But instead, you get two triple threats, of course, because WWE, two triple threats, one show. Good God.
Good golly, Miss Molly, because this.
Yeah, it's obvious. Reigns beats McIntyre and Balor because, of course.
Yeah.
And Angle makes Bayley and Sasha team up again.
Oh,
and if they can't get along, one is going to be traded. That is the most illogical on a wrestling show thing I've ever fucking heard.
You know what's even more illogical is that Bayley was so upset that she was going to get, she could get traded to SmackDown.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, fair enough. Still treating SmackDown like the B team, hey, even though they make billions on Fox now. Yeah.
They can fuck off for using Bobby Heenan to sell hair dye. Did you see this? I'm like, why is there a package of great Bobby Heenan moments? And at the end, it was like, ooh, they tied it into selling hair dye. I hope his wife at least got a fucking payday for that. Jesus Christ.
I hope so, too. I did not see that because when I was fast forwarding through the commercials, there was a...
you mean?
There was a, I seen a clip of Bobby Heenan. I was like, man, I don't need to see whatever fuck they're doing with Bobby Heenan now. I just assumed it was just like a network promo or whatever, right? But no, that's a shame. I would have liked to have seen that.
Deadest guy in the roster, Ziggler, cuts a promo. Rude comes out and challenges him. And then won't put up the belt, which is like, he won anyway. So what's the fucking difference?
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you not just put him up? I mean, I'm like, oh, it's a non-title match, so Rude must win. Nope. Oh, okay.
Well, like, to me, it's like, why is the champion dictating when he fucking defends the title? You know what I mean?
How great is Ziggler calling Rude kid? Calls him kid.
Fuck, Dolph Ziggler. Oh, he's what, probably not 10 years, but I'd say a good 8 years younger than Bobby Rude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Mojo defeats Tyler Breeze. It's complete silence, dude. The crowd did not react at all.
And why would they? Because they're trying to build Mojo Rawley up as this credible guy, yet he's selling for guys like Nohe Ose and Tyler Breeze.
Yeah, best part of the women's tag match was Dana's thong sticking out of her pants.
Beautiful.
God, gotta love it. She's kind of fucking hot in her own weird ass face way.
Yeah, she's kind of hot in my boyfriend chokes on chicken and dies kind of way.
Yeah, that means she's single, dude.
Yeah, of course, single. She must be ready to mingle by now.
Yeah, Bailey and Sasha backstage, and Sasha says she loves her. And I was not the only. Someone else was like, "Oh, I thought they were gonna scissor," and I'm like, "Dude, hold on!" And I posted my notes. My notes involve scissoring as well. I thought they were gonna kiss.
Well,
I was ready for a lesbian Paul in here.
There was a part of me where I'm not sold yet whether or not it's not supposed to be quasi lesbian.
They should have. That would have sparked something. Have them kiss. Fuck it.
Yeah. I mean, Tori and Sable did it.
That is the front runner for my worst angle of the year. Oh, the year end awards this year.
Easily. If that does not win, I will make it win.
Yeah. The Owens is kayfabe injured. B team come out. They get booed. They defeat the Ascension. Hold on. Let me repeat that. The Ascension on Monday Night Raw. Did you know they were on that fucking show?
No, not at all. I really
didn't. The Revival are watching backstage like, oh, okay.
Yeah, what a credible division we're in, guys. Oh, top guys.
No shit.
Top guys means nothing in that division because it's like not very hard to be the top guy of that. This
next week, you get B-Team rematching with Matt and Bray. So,
boy, oh boy, I bet you I will fast forward that.
Yeah. WWE managed to ruin the whole Delete thing. We're like, broken Matt. It's going to be awesome. They can't possibly. They did. They fucking earned it.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Hardy, he's about fucking done at this point.
I mean, the guy can barely even walk around. You know, he just looks like he's in pain.
Oh, dude. It looks like he has fucking hip issues bad.
Oh, yeah. And dude, I don't think it's a
ton of money. I mean, I know you love it and shit, because, like, unlike a lot of the cunts on these shows, these guys actually love doing it, so.
Well, they've been quasi doing it since they were, like, what, 12?
Yeah, on trampolines and shit, yeah. Dude, we did an Alexa promo. Rousey comes out of the crowd with the worst fucking, like, drag queen makeup I've ever fucking seen. How can we take this cute-looking girl? Because I think Ronda Rousey is fucking sexy looking.
I agree.
And just make her look awful, dude. What the fuck?
It was crazy. Even she was making fun of it, though. I seen these posts on Instagram, and she's reposted some of the best memes.
Someone was like, oh, she was a good sport about it. I'm like, that's the first time she's been a good sport about anything.
You're goddamn right. You're goddamn right. So, like, that must tell you that she was against it to begin with. Because, I mean, no woman actually says, yeah, can you do my hair in, like, a zebra pattern in cornrows and shit?
Give me fucked up, like, makeup that makes my face look manly instead of feminine. You doing 8OP, defeat Titus worldwide. Guess who took the pin?
It wasn't Titus, that's for sure.
Because I know you didn't watch this match.
I did. I did. Because, I mean, AOP, how many chances do you get to see AOP?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Logan defeats Moon off a distraction from Liv Morgan. Just pushes, like, she just falls off the top and pins her. Doesn't give her a finish, doesn't drop a leg. Just Ember Moon falls off the top rope, and that's enough to pin her. She took less of a bump than she does doing her finisher off the top rope.
That's classic. It is. But did you notice that, or is this a thing that I haven't noticed, that Sarah Logan is now a Viking?
Yeah, she's a Viking this week now.
Just like her husband down in NXT. Yep.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
She's a Viking now, even though she's
a chicken fucker as well.
Well, someone was like, yeah, is she a fucking, you know, a brother fucker, or is she a Viking? I'm like, she's both. She's both.
Yeah, she's a brother Viking fucker.
What the fuck? Yeah. Could I be a fucking Viking now? Yeah, sure, who cares?
Sure, man, fuck it.
She's one of my favorites on the show, though, because she's one of my, like low-key fucking hot chicks, you know? She's under the radar. She's a
thick girl.
Yeah. I like that shit. And then the main event, Lashley defeats Rollins and Elias with a spear. Next week, Reigns-Lashley. Reigns is going to go over Lashley and go on SummerSlam to take on Brock Lesnar. And it's going to be the biggest shit show ever.
I
expect Reigns will beat Lesnar and Braun will cash in, and then we can do Braun and Reigns all over again, dude.
Back
to the Looney Tunes shit, man. To the Wile E. Coyote fucking flipping over trucks and shit.
You know what? A part of me feels like Rob would be better off like that. At least then it will captivate my attention. And at least to the point that a Looney Tunes cartoon would, you know, Bugs Bunny. I can watch it for an episode, you know, so
entertained by by Braun dragging a porta potty for like 3 minutes straight.
I can't defend that one.
And they ruined that guy, dude.
They've made Braun less. Yes, you're correct.
He's not even a babyface anymore, for one thing.
No, he does too many heel things to be a babyface.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you made Owens a fucking face after Extreme Rules.
You get a lot of sympathy after being dunked in the fucking toilet and then getting thrown off of a cage onto the floor.
He's been fucking harassed and stalked by this guy.
Yes.
He can push him off in a porta potty, but if the Sasha and Bailey don't get along, one's going to be, I don't care. Fuck this show. What did you have to say about SmackDown? Was there anything on SmackDown? I guess there was some decent shit on SmackDown.
SmackDown was much better than Raw. I will give it that.
It doesn't.
You know, again, like we say every week, it's a 2-hour show, so it makes it a lot easier. It's easier for them to book. But I mean, this show just flowed so much better than Raw did. I was able to, you know, like, go through it and not want to kill myself. You know, like, I don't know if I fast forwarded anything on SmackDown. Honestly,
well, I have some beefs.
I have some praise, of course.
They start off with the U.S. title. They're like 40 whatever years of history, and then they show a dude winning it by hitting another guy in the balls. Wins it in a second. You're continuing that fucking legacy right here. Jeff Hardy opens the promo. He's gotten into somebody's medicine cabinet again.
Oh yes, that's this is MO, man. This is MO.
What the fuck he's talking about? It's nonsense.
Using words I don't even know what they mean.
He doesn't know what they mean.
No,
he's from North Carolina.
He's a chicken fucker.
Jesus Christ. Apologies if you're from North Carolina. I'm sure it's a very nice place.
Oh, of course. I would love to visit North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks beautiful there.
I just know it's warm. That's all I know. I'm from Canada. I don't fucking know shit.
I enjoyed the Nakamura interview where he calls Hardy a clown and then ends with God bless America.
I do. I like shit eating Shinsuke Nakamura. Yeah. I do. Like, you can call it a stereotypical, you know, foreign heel, but the way he does it with so much charm.
Yeah. God bless America. Yeah. Almas Styles was a good match.
Yes, it was.
on to the bad.
Yes.
I don't get it. There's no build to it. He loses clean. Like, there's so many issues here. Vega is great at ringside, but she's not cutting any promos. They're not helping this guy get over. And he just loses clean, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. He's a main event guy. Him with her could be a fucking full-on heel champion.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And if you gave Almas more time, you know, if you had him going against guys that it's like the Mojo Rawley thing, he's taking on Sin Cara and going 50-50 with him, with Sin Cara, yeah. Not even the real Sin Cara. So, right, like, he doesn't even know him. So, so like the fact that he just jumps into a match with AJ Styles, nobody that doesn't know Andrade Cien Almas is just like, why in the fuck is he in this match? I don't care about this match.
Yeah. No, it's a fair point. You know, I just realized something too. I actually have a fucking Mark tank.
Oh my God.
At some point. If you want to get into a Mark tank at some point.
I mean, we could.
It's up to you.
I've got time.
I'm prepared for that.
Maybe we'll do that
somewhere in here. They do this Aiden English shit. I don't know. Are they going to break him off? I don't care.
They tried to do it before and they didn't do it. So I don't fucking know, man. They, who knows?
Yeah.
Lana only says Rusev in a Russian accent now.
Yeah, dude, accent is fully gone at this point.
And there's,
good.
To me, I don't even find her as attractive anymore without the accent. Really,
she's pretty hot, but if you've ever watched Total Divas, you realize how like daft of a human she is, and you're just like,
as fuck.
Oh, dude, it wouldn't be worth putting up with her shit to fuck her.
No,
you know?
Unless
she's like real kinky.
I can put up with her for a day, and then fuck her, and then leave. No note, no nothing. Give her a fake name, fake phone number.
Becky Lynch taps Mandy Rose in a nothing match. Cuts a promo afterward. I'm coming for the belt and all this shit. Okay, sure you are.
Yeah. But the whole Becky Balboa thing just reminds me. To me, it's so much better of a name than Becky Lynch because it reminds me of a badass boxer.
If you wanted to be Becky, like do a whole Becky Balboa thing.
Yeah.
How about Booker like fucking Rocky Balboa?
Like strong?
Yeah, you remember in every Rocky movie where he lost? No, I don't actually. He won sometimes, I'm pretty sure.
He might not have won the first one, but he wins after.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the beauty of the first Rocky is that he loses. It's fucking awesome.
Exactly. You don't expect it.
Creed 2 is coming out pretty soon. I'm pretty stoked.
Is it really?
We watched, Mrs. Vish is a big Rocky fan. We watched all the Rocky movies in preparation for Creed, and then we saw Creed.
Fuck yeah.
They did another thing I hate. They set up that if Lynch beats Carmella next week, she gets a shot at SummerSlam, and I hate the like win a fucking title match by beating the person.
Yeah, it's lazy. It's pure laziness.
Should just never do that. I think
no I agree completely. You know, and if you did that without announcing it, you know what I mean? Have a non-title match between Carmella and Becky, and Becky wins. Okay, well, Becky, you should get a shot now.
Oh my God.
You know, without announcing it, it's so much better that way. But no, New Japan does it all the time. If you beat the world champion in G1, guess what? You're getting a title shot.
Yeah. I hear you, man. R-Truth. Holy shit. Ty Dillinger, too.
Another one. I didn't even know R-Truth was on SmackDown, just like Ascension.
They just took him out of the box they store him in, and like,
and that's why he's so confused.
Got something for you this week, pal.
Yeah. They just leave him in the dark, and that's why he's so confused. Maybe they give him serious stuff, and it's just, you know, he's just like a mushroom.
Yeah, as dumb as the segment was, gave me a little chuckle. R-Truth actually does fucking, I feel like he needs to be around more.
I agree.
Like where he shows up and is like all fucked up and is like, oh, my bad. I'd laugh at that forever. That's like, damn, I'll laugh at that forever, dude. You know, so why not have R-Truth like every week? He just like shows up somewhere and they're like, what the fuck are you doing here? And he says, my bad, and leaves.
Yeah. Even if he
entertaining.
Did it, what if he did a segment outside of the building where he shows up somewhere? You know what I mean?
I could write a zillion great fucking R-Truth skets by the fucking next week. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you bring R-Truth to the Smithsonian and he's giving you a horrible history lecture on something. I don't know. A painting.
I just think when two people are arguing about an upcoming match, you know, Styles and whoever, Joe, just R-Truth comes on and is like, thinks it's a triple threat match or something, you know?
Yeah. Or a tag team match. He's calling fucking spots with AJ.
I could write fucking a dozen of those, yeah, by next week. What else we got? Dillinger defeated by Samoa Joe. At least they gave Dillinger a little bit of something.
Yeah, I mean, and they did it smart, too, because they had Dillinger attack him quick before the bell, which blindsides Samoa Joe, and it doesn't take credibility away from Samoa Joe, because they give Dillinger some time to get some build on him, but as soon as Samoa Joe touches Ty Dillinger, the match is over. So they did it smart.
Yeah. But, dude, you haven't even seen Joe on this show in how long?
No, he's not doing hurt a very either. Bad job just, with it. Yeah.
What's the next thing we're doing? Oh, we're going to do Joe and Styles. So we dust them off and, you know, that doesn't make any sense. It's not how you fucking do it, but no. Okay.
I mean, in today's day and age for the WWE, I guess you can.
I did enjoy the Miz eulogy because Miz is so fucking good at that shit.
Yeah.
He comes down and he's like shaking everyone's hand like he would at a funeral. He's like shaking fans' hands. Like fucking awesome, dude. I liked it.
Yeah, but you know, I did find that I think it was a little too long.
Yeah.
I'll
give you that. Kofi defeated by Eric Young. Pretty good fucking match. Interference turns into just a fucking brawl. Yeah. I like it, man.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a good 3-on-3 match out of this.
Yeah, I thought Kofi was fucking great. I do like Eric Young. I like Sanity.
Yep. Eric Young needs to speak more.
Yeah, he does. Use that fucking awesome voice, man. Yeah.
Do you think maybe Vince is intimidated and Hardy because Nakamura, he sounds so much
like US Championship?
Yep.
Hardy's about to win. Orton pulls outside, beats him down, and grabs his ear hole and pulls on, which, you know, this could have done wonders for a new guy, you know.
Yeah, it would have.
Buddy Almas, even a Samoa Joe, you know what I'm saying? I mean, why wouldn't you just make yourself a new Randy Orton by having somebody else come out and do it? What does Randy Orton do? So it's gonna be Randy Orton and Jeff Hardy, dude. Oh man,
you don't even have to make yourself a new Randy Orton. We could build him better. We could build the $6 million man.
This motherfucker comes back, and he's not going to do a single different move. He's going to do the fast power slam. He's going to do the draping DDT. He's going to do the superplex. He's going to do the same fucking shit he's always done. And I wouldn't be surprised if they end up putting that U.S. championship on him in the end of this. I think it'll end up being a three-way. Nakamura, Hardy, and fucking Orton, and they'll put it on Orton. Watch.
I can see that.
Watch it fucking happen, dude.
It definitely seems like...
I thought the attack was cool.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, the attack had its moments.
I mean, I thought that ear hole thing was super creative.
It was. To the point where you have fans on the barricades touching their ears and just in a gasp.
Yeah.
Because it didn't even seem like he was, because you could tell he was just pulling on the lobe itself and not on the ring part, which that hurts itself. But by the end of it, man, he just had his fucking father thumb put in there, the great big finger, and just pulled on it, man.
Yeah, but the only thing I could think was like, oh, that's a cool spot, and oh, that should really be somebody else, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's your SmackDown. I mean, SmackDown was better. Like I said, I think we pointed out a couple of good things, so we're not all negative, right?
No, not all negative. I mean, Jesus Christ, we praise the G1. We're going to praise Lucha Underground. Hell, we give TNA its due, but fuck the WWE.
Should we check in with our boy Jared and see if some hot takes this week?
Maybe we should.
Jared's hot takes.
Let me put it this way, Andy. Your place in the future of this firm is no longer secure. We feel it isn't fair to keep you here when your prospects are limited.
Ladies and gentlemen! Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jared's Hot Takes. Didn't hit that note I wanted to. Feel like Beyonce. Hey, guess what? It's Jared's Hot Takes this week, brought to you by Soul Train. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, coming back your way on the WGN 10 a.m.'s on a Saturday. It's the Soul Train. Hot take number one. Hot take number one. Hot take number one. This week is this. Extreme Rules. Extreme Rules was the Mariana's Trench of the WWE.
Amen.
I hope. I have a deep-seated hope that Sunday's pay-per-view was lower than the Mariana, was as low as it gets. It's the Mariana's Trench of the WWE. That sucked. Watching Asuka get jobbed out to a shitty fucking retarded wrestler named Carmella who can't wrestle her way out of a paper bag, and a chinless fucking Wanda named James Ellsworth because she got hit by a fucking shark cage. Who the fuck is booking this shit? Who the fuck is booking that shit?
Not Jared. I don't
know. It's ridiculous. That might be the dumbest thing I'd say all day, but then all of a sudden, you got a 2 second match between Nakamura and Jeff Hardy. What is this? Fucking TNA circa whenever Jeff Hardy had his drug issues and he got fucking thrown off the show? And then Randy Orton. Okay, presumably, I'm a bit of a fan, but I know Jim and Tyler aren't, and I know a lot of people aren't. But hey, Randy Orton ain't been on TV in a while. Let's have him surprise the crowd by showing up. They actually popped for that motherfucker. Borington. I like Randy, but he's boring as shit now. It's been 20 years with that motherfucker. More like 18 years, whatever it is. He comes out and he fucking kicks Jeff Hardy in the nuts. Who the fuck books this shit? Then, hot take number two. Then we get to Raw. Hey, Bobby Lashley beats Roman Reigns. We're all like, oh shit. I don't like Bobby, but he's better than Roman. And we all cheer. We all rejoice. Bobby Lashley slayed Roman Reigns. Oh, fuck. Fuck.
You have to enjoy it for 24 hours.
Roman Reigns are the triple threat. Oh, no. This is a live feed into Jared's watching Raw. Fuck. Yeah, he's going to win. One, two, three. Yeah. Roman Reigns wins. Let's cut to me watching the main event. Oh, Bobby Lashley. One, two, three, fuck! The most boring fucking dude in the WWE continues. We get Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley. Vince! Vince, don't do this to us. Vince, don't do this to us. Don't you dare have Roman Reigns now beat Bobby. Then Bobby goes, I already beat him, so I should get a rematch. And then we get the fuck finish until we get to Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, it's happening.
To the WWE title at SummerSlam, so Brock Lesnar doesn't have to fucking lose going his shitty fucking UFC fight with fucking retard fucking bullshit. I'm pissed. If you can't tell, I am mad. I love wrestling. I love it. In my core, I love the WWE. I've been a WWE guy for 30, probably 28 years. It sucks now. And it hurts. Fans, I only got two hot takes this week. Thanks again to Soul Train. Remember to turn into WGN every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Love you. Peace out. Sorry I went a little long, Jim and Tyler.
Jared's odd takes from my boy Jared. Follow him on Twitter at JaredPPVT2. Hear him on the Pay-Per-View Take 2 podcast right here on the Suplex City Limits channel with your boy. We had a poll. Our Patreon donor, the infamous one, Chris Savage, he donated and he gave four choices. We had a poll. The fans voted Royal Rumble 2006. That is July's Pay-Per-View Take 2, so keep an eye out for that. I haven't even started it yet. And that wasn't when I was watching WWE. Trust me, by 2006, I was fucking gone. I was watching Ring of Honor on HDNet like a real fucking wrestling fan was.
Yeah. That's by 2007, I was not watching WWE at all. I was all TNA. And then I would watch. Then I found out about ROH through Roderick Strong. You don't ask me what's going on with the Federation because I still haven't recorded Great American Bash because my mic fucking broke. And so I'm recording that this weekend, and it's Great American Bash, guys. Hopefully, I said last week it would be out last weekend. I'm going to say this weekend it's going to be out this weekend. I got a free. The mic is not broken now, so yeah, I think it's going to happen.
There it is. And yeah, there's a ton of Federation, man. There's a whole. They run through the entire SmackDown 6. Which is how long is that in WWE SmackDown time?
The SmackDown 6 technically is only a 9-month thing, really, technically. Because the SmackDown 6 basically talks about it's just the six core people from SmackDown at the time, and it bases itself around like the tag team tournament for the SmackDown titles, where Eddie Guerrero and just all these guys came to prosper. And we just extended it for a while. The SmackDown 6 didn't go till 2004, but we went till 2004.
Yeah, my point is there's a lot of fucking Federation content out there. Check that shit out. And on our channel, if you go to the Podbean channel or page or suplexcitylimits.com, we'll fucking send you over there. We have all the categories. Old shit, dude, like Fully Loaded podcasts with Jared interviewing Gangrel. Yeah, guys like that. Who else is on that show? A bunch of different people.
Eric Cannon, wasn't or no, was not Eric Cannon. Was it? I don't know.
I think
man.
It was Eric Cannon.
Christian
Rose, all kinds of guys. We got that on there. We've got a bunch of episodes of Ringside with Jim where you can watch along with shit we watch. We've got other weird shit. Pay-Per-View Take 2. What other stuff? SCL Extra.
Which is coming back. Again, I preface it. We'll be coming back.
But, I felt like there was some other defunct thing on the channel, but there's a lot of stuff. Go listen to it.
Maybe. But then there's also, if you want to listen to us talk to JTG of all people. I don't know why you would. But, JTG of all people. Go ahead and give us a listen.
That was, That's somewhere in there too, right? Yeah. So from here, let's move on. Talk about, I regret to say I did not see the Go Home show for Impact. I heard from people that I trust that it was very fucking good.
I'm not surprised. I didn't see it either, but I mean,
yeah.
We could. We don't need to see the Go Home show though to talk about the upcoming TNA Slammiversary pay per view this Sunday from Toronto.
Yeah, they've sold out. I said that they sold 1,000 tickets to this area, set up for 1,000. I think those people are going to be hot. Like this last crowd they had for the tapings, they were fucking hot, and they knew what they were doing. They definitely weren't hired. You know, no. These people knew the chance. They knew what was going on. So pretty good there. I have the card here. Tessa Blanchard and Allie, don't give a fuck about that.
No, who cares?
Tessa Blanchard's pretty green. I do like her, though, and even though she's like a flat, looks like she was hit in the face with an iron.
Her chin is longer than her face.
I still think she's fucking sexy.
Like, I'd fuck her in a heartbeat.
Even if she looks like that moon from the old McDonald's ads in the 90s. If anyone remembers that obscure shit.
Because her chin protrudes. She's got a Jay Leno chin.
Yeah, kind of. The American Exchange, Latin American Exchange, the OG one, taking on LAX. So 5150 street fight, original LAX versus new LAX. Conan and King in the respective corners. This is going to be fucking awesome. These guys are going to go crazy.
I think so. I think this is going to be a great match. It's probably the match that I'm looking forward to the most on the show, honestly. Yeah.
That's going to be good. Eddie Edwards, Tommy Dreamer, House of Hardcore Rules match. I'm going to be honest. I'm looking forward to this, too.
Really?
Did you see? I sent you the video package for this, the Go Home video package. Did you watch that?
I skimmed through it. Yeah.
Fucking awesome, dude.
I just don't like Tommy Dreamer. I fucking hate him. I met him. He's a cunt.
How you hate Tommy Dreamer? Suplex City Limits Hall of Famer, Tommy Dreamer.
I've never liked Tommy Dreamer.
Ever. Tommy.
Tommy. Tommy. Tommy.
Exactly, man. I'm looking forward to it. I think the angle coming in is awesome. It, dude, pro wrestling with balls. If WWE is not going to do it, then they fucking may as well do it. And they are doing it, man.
I agree.
People covered in blood, people fucking doing crazy shit. It's wrestling for adults.
Yeah.
What a fucking novel.
I'm all for it as long as you know both guys are clean. You know what I mean? As long as you got no Abdullah the Butcher bleeding all over the place, man, go for it.
So that's just my main thing about Impact lately. And I can't believe it. We, not even that long ago, when we would talk about Impact, it'd be like, hey, I watched one just for a fucking goof. And we'd play the Benny Hill fucking song.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And here we are. It's actually good. I can't believe it's good, but it's good.
It's a crazy wonder when you get a Dixie Carter type of person out of office. God, how much better things can be, especially, you know, you got Don Callis and, you know, Scott D'Amore and Sanjay Dutt. They're doing a great job creatively with it.
Dude, it's good. Phoenix, Johnny Impact, Rich Swann, maybe. And Taji Ishimori, four-way match. That's crazy, too, man.
It has to be like a number one contenders for next division titles match, eh? Almost has to be.
It doesn't say it, but I expect it. Yeah. That's going to be crazy. Those guys, Phoenix has been amazing lately. Impact, obviously awesome. Swan, Ishimori, like that's four badass, like high flying dudes all in one match.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially because we haven't seen Ishimori since the Best of the Super Juniors tournament. So I can't wait to see Ishimori in a match.
Yeah. I don't know. Is he going to show up wearing Bullet Club shit?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not.
That'd be interesting.
He doesn't wear Bullet Club shit in New Japan.
I mean, I feel like the last time I saw Ishimori, he joined the Bullet Club. Is that not the last time we saw him?
He is in Bullet Club, but when he comes to the ring, he's usually just wearing that mask, the black pants, and a black vest.
But have we seen him on New Japan since he joined? We did.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, either way, that's going to be a good match. Pentagon Jr., Sammy Callahan, mask versus hair. I think this is awesome, even though we know where it's going
to
end.
Yeah, we know Sammy Callahan's going to lose his hair. And you know what, man? Sammy Callahan needs to lose that Brill pad that he's got on his head anyways.
It's going to be fucking crazy because they've been doing really crazy shit lately. You know, I saw Pentagon giving out a package pile driver on the apron like last week. It's
They're getting fucking crazy down there.
They are.
Matt Sydal, Brian Cage, X Division Championship.
I'm very excited about this one, actually. Because it's been a while since the X Division has been the true X Division, where it's no weight limits. And you got Brian Cage going into it. I'm all for Brian Cage being X Division champion.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? Why not? That's what you want to do, you know?
You had Samoa Joe as X Division champion?
Yeah, no, yes, exactly. I'd prefer it to be something for the small guys to do, but they're not, you know, Aries is a champion, so obviously they don't give a fuck about a small guy being champ, and I think that's the right fucking way to go. Even though Austin Aries is champ, is not the right way to go.
I agree.
Sue Young, Madison Rayne, for the Impact Knockouts Championship.
Nothing.
Dude, Sue Young is fucking awesome, man.
Sue Young is great. Madison Rayne, though.
Oh, that's the shits. The stuff they built it up to with it is pretty good. It seems very Lucha Underground inspired. There's a thing on Twitter going around. It was like, oh, you can pick 5 guys and 5 women to start your promotion. Those go around. But one came around this week and a lot of people were doing it. Sue Young was one of my women.
Yeah. I mean, especially too, because the gimmick is so... I love the gimmick. I do.
Not to put you on the spot.
Okay.
But like 5 guys and 5 women. What do you got?
5 guys, 5... Well, let's start with the women because that one's going to be easier. Io Shirai. It's going to be like I'm running an Asian promotion, really.
See, that's just it, right? I felt like I had to ditch a couple, but yeah.
Like Io Shirai, Kairi Sane, Asuka. Jesus Christ. Probably Toni Storm. And I would pick Ronda Rousey.
Interesting. Mine was Io Shirai, Kairi Sane. So I had 2 Japanese women. I then went for Toni Storm, Ivelisse, and Ember Moon. Mm. Just to give myself more shit to go with. Also, I think like Ember Moon, while she hasn't been fleshed out as a character, I feel really could be.
Oh,
and
of course.
If you too, like Ivelisse Sue Young. Did I say Sue Young?
I don't know if you did or not.
I fucked it up. Either way.
Either way, Sue Young can be in there.
Yeah. I don't even know if I remember my men's, but.
Oh, Jesus. I wouldn't even be like, well, Omega.
You'd have to sit down, right?
Yeah.
You would really sit down.
You would have to sit down and flesh it out and just think of like the 5 key people, diversity, different styles, and just good work rate and good. It's such a hard question to answer on the spot, but. I mean, Kenny Omega would be there for sure.
Omega was one of mine. Jack Evans was one of mine.
Okay. That's an odd one. That's way out of left field.
Pentagon Dark. Who the fuck else did I have? Oh, Aleister Black was one of them.
Okay, yeah.
I think you could do a lot of cool shit with those characters. And somebody else. Sure. Who the fuck else did I have? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I'm racking my brain on it, and it's melting my brain trying to think about it.
I should have. If we were a professional podcast, I would have asked you in advance to prepare that, and I would actually remember mine. That's what would happen if we didn't do drugs on this show, ladies and gentlemen.
Old SEL tagline, shit show from the get-go. Boom.
Yeah, shit show from the get-go. You can get a t-shirt that has that, as well as other stuff on it, but that is on the bottom in the corner. So, that is the pay-per-view. Oh, and Aries
and Moose. Nobody cares about that match.
I just feel like that's the weakest thing on this show.
Aries
as champion is the weakest part of their booking.
Yeah, and you know Moose is going to be. I'm sure Moose is winning that title.
He should. I don't like Austin Aries as a champion. I don't really like Austin Aries, period. So, which is weird because when he was in WWE, I rooted for that motherfucker. But the second he left, I'm like,
I don't know. Like, it's something about. I don't like having to watch Defy Wrestling or whatever, What Culture Wrestling. And that's when he came. When he came back, he was the What Culture champion or Defy champion, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And that, to me, just is already like, I don't care about you.
You know, a lot of this is newish feeling to me, right? It's newer people. Like, to me, Austin Aries just feels like old. It feels like an old thing. We've done it. He's been champion there. He's been the Ring of Honor champion. I'm Aries out.
I agree. So
I think Moose is a better choice. I don't know about Moose as your champion, but who else do you got? You really can't do much with Cage, Pentagon,
you know, Impact, because you don't really have full access to him.
I agree. They still need to build some stars. They do.
How is Eli Drake not on this show?
That's a question. He just signed a new contract and he's nowhere to be found on their Slammiversary show.
I'm sure
he'll play a part. Maybe he'll have a what's that called?
They were building him and Joe Coffey. No, hometown hero.
Joe Henry.
Yeah.
maybe that'll
end up on there.
It might. Who knows? I mean, as long as he's talking, I think that'll be entertaining enough, really.
Yeah. And dude, you got Jeff Cobb coming in.
Yeah.
So
he'll probably make an appearance, hopefully.
Oh wait, no, Cobb's on.
Ring of Honor. Come on, Jim. Jesus Christ. Dude, 7-star podcast.
Come on, Jim. Keep all 47 wrestling federations straight with guys who go on each fucking show, right? Phoenix and Pentagon, they're on like 4 fucking wrestling shows. They're on MLW, they're fucking everywhere.
It's madness.
Okay. Slammiversary 16. You know? Maybe fucking buy it, you know. Maybe give him a little bit of money.
Maybe, you know, if you got your Sunday off, you probably should, you know.
Maybe continue to make points in a high pitched voice, you know.
mom, hi.
It's just, oh fuck. Lucha Underground. We could talk about. We could do Mark Tank if you want to do a Mark Tank. Yeah, Yuck Nasty. Dude,
I played that for a reason, just so you know. I'm not just a pretty face.
We're going to be on the corner again. Get in the corner with Yuck Nasty.
You can say again, I've never been on there, so.
You've never been?
No.
I thought you did it with me.
No, that was Rando, I believe, wasn't it?
Well, I did it with Rando, and I did it alone. You and I did Wrestling Soup.
Yes.
We still got to get somebody from over there, over here. They do like 400 shows a week, so I feel like an asshole being like, hey, you want to come in?
You remember us?
Waste your Friday night. Yeah. Doing our show. Remember us? I had a bunch of tech problems and my mic was fucked in the show. So I didn't really talk and yeah, it was awesome.
People in the chat room said there was a robot.
Yeah.
I am a robot. I've got a robot vagina.
That's a great movie though. Grandma's Boy. Fuck yeah.
We do a quick little Mark Tank. How about it?
Is a guy that pays his last $20 on crack cocaine. A Mark is a guy that believes that OJ
Tank. We read Mark comments off social media, and then we have a hearty laugh at their expense. Let's see. What do we got? Oh, man. This was a pretty shitty show. Let's see what we got. Tammy Perez says, bullshit, Bobby. You never be the man that Roman Reigns is, and never be that guy.
You never fuck my pussy right.
Yep. A lot of mad people, dude. A lot of people really mad about the rain stuff. Deanna Watts, that was bullshit. I'm sick of WWE making matches with Roman Reigns and then saying he is going to lose. Yeah. And then he says, hashtag, no wonder the WWE universe thinks he sucks.
Yes. Yes, that's why. Because they say he's going to lose. The heel says he's going. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Did Bobby Lashley use the spear back in the day?
Yeah.
You've watched that shit.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there you go. That was probably the one of the more awe-inspiring moves he did.
Yeah.
He didn't do much. He also did the Dominator, which was, I mean.
Yeah. Razzle, so the WWE keeps dragging Roman down. What happened to him being the top? Trust me, he is a top still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell. He's no bottom, buddy.
I say make him the best struggle story in WWE history to become the alpha of Raw. After so little time being there, Bobby quickly jumps in his career. Then he's a good wrestler, but come on, give Roman his credit. Dude, you guys are fucking over Reigns. You're not, but you're booking him to lose all the time? This is bullshit. He loses one match, dude. Well, okay, he lost a couple to...
He's to Lesnar. Can't seem to be that son of a bitch. I mean, I don't know. These people are just so... you can't even find... What's the word for it? Do you know the word for it? They're just... I don't know, headstrong or not headstrong, but they look at everybody else and how every other wrestler is booked, and they feel Roman Reigns should
those. Yeah. Yeah. There's hardcore Roman Reigns people. That's like the only thing they care about on that show, it seemed like.
It's such a brainwashed characteristic, if you ask me.
Yeah. Zach Bagans Deadly Possessions, which was a show on TV, but that's this person's name on Facebook.
Zach, yeah, it looks Vegas, honestly Deadly Obsessions.
And I'm not even joking. I could post this up. It looks like it's a dude in makeup dressed like a woman. I don't know if that really means anything, but they say, I knew it. Bullshit. What the fuck? This is bullshit. Bob, now let's see how about those 5 wrestling deals coming up, Dick.
What? 5 wrestling deals?
I don't know.
Do we have? I don't know. What am I, fucking translator?
Bob, now let's see how about those 5 wrestling deals coming up, Dick.
That's, I don't even know what he was trying to say.
Brandon Carvalho, he has his profile picture on Twitter, is the Roman Reigns I Can I Will picture.
Oh.
Yeah, he says Roman Reigns should have won and should be WWE Universal Champion. He deserves it after all these years. Not Lashley, who's been back in WWE since 4 months. And the spear that got Lashley was not that good. The spear that Lashley did was not that good. Okay. I was making him sound even stupider than he is.
Hard to do, my friend. Hard to do.
Yeah. Dude. Reigns deserves to be the champion after all these years.
Of course.
That's what they want you to think. I guess these are just really people who fall hook, line, and sinker for the worst wrestling booking of all time.
See, a champion or a challenger that always loses to the champion becomes deserving of the title when he's screwed out of it time and time and time again, like Daniel Bryan, right? Now, you take Roman Reigns, how many times have we been screwed out of that title? Brock Lesnar beat him clean most of the time until Seth Rollins cashed in, right?
Yeah.
That's still a clean win, man. It's a cash in. Money in the bank is all legal. Bobby Lashley, he lost, he lost clean. How many times does he lose in a dirty fashion? Never. They've beat him into oblivion, and he's still supposed to deserve a title shot? Come on.
Kyle Juthan even thought when Kane's music hit, it was just going to be Hogan wearing his mask. Maybe for the Styles match, if it doesn't end up being Aiden costing Rusev and somehow two of them end up sparking Styles. What? Sparking Styles. Hogan comes out to make the save just because it's Hogan. This guy was like, he thought these things were going to happen. He thought Kane was going to be Hulk Hogan in Kane's mask. I mean, I guess you can't fucking put anything past him these days.
No, Jim, what did he say about sparking?
I don't know. I already got rid of it.
Okay, well, sparking is the act of two males rubbing their penises together to simulate two dicks attempting to start a fire.
Is that really?
Yes.
He wants them to spark? Well, you know. I mean, dude, do gay dudes watch wrestling? I mean, I feel like if I was a gay dude, I would love the shit out of wrestling even more than I do. You know what I'm saying? I do. I mean, honestly, it's just like
the reason why I put up with Alexa Bliss's matches, because I mean, look at her.
They probably fucking love that shit. Finn Balor, I'm sure, is their favorite.
Oh, yeah, they just want to eat peanut butter out of his asshole.
Yeah, probably. Let's wrap this up. I got a bunch, but I got a couple two for you here, and we'll just get out of here.
I got a couple two.
Randy Hoskins You just lost a viewer, and I'm canceling my WWE network. Not saying that Bobby Lashley is not worthy. He is, but at a later time. You got to wait, man. Got to fucking wait.
Bobby Lashley, yet. That young up and start, you know?
Yeah. And I think this week's my favorite one. Rarity Lynn Goguin. I don't know. This is on Twitter. She says, my mom is not happy. I totally agree. I hate how WWE is making Roman look like a loser. Bobby sucks a lot, and this is just sad.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Oh, that's great. Dude, you see your boy fucking the tuna melter agreeing with me on Twitter this week?
I did.
Got a Mark boner.
Did you see everybody's boy, fucking Ed Leslie?
We've seen a lot of Ed Leslie. And then the best thing, I don't know who posted that, but we got tagged in it. I think you did too, probably.
Yeah.
It's like Ed Leslie in a thong at Greg the Hammer Valentine's wedding. And then we're all talking about it. And then all of a sudden, Ed Leslie shows up because he always shows up on our shit, dude. Like when I was trashing him about his fucking, his Patreon, you know, to like earn money to get some kind of a surgery. And his ex-wife's like, he's a fucking liar. He's got insurance. And I'm like, dude, I posted up a picture of his earnings from WCW by year. Like, fuck you. And he's like, oh, I wouldn't ask for the help if I didn't need it, brother. Fucking Ed Leslie. He's like to clap. You just can't get rid of him. He just keeps fucking coming back.
I got rid of the clap, I think.
Oh, I'm at the clap. Well, okay, what STD can you not get rid of?
Gonorrhea, yeah. Herpes.
Call in a fucking expert here. Call in Paige or something.
You herpes is, that's like luggage. You keep that shit for life.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's for Eddie Murphy. That's what he says.
It's kind of a, I don't know, I think this ended up being a long episode, huh?
It was, regular sized.
Yeah, regular size. Extra large size. Lucha Underground. We didn't talk about that.
We didn't.
Lucha! Lucha, Lucha! Lucha, Lucha! Lucha, Lucha! It's a way of life! Lucha, Lucha! Lucha, Lucha!
Oh, that ended abruptly.
It's a way of life! Lucha Underground. Fucking A, if I didn't lose my shit again. I don't know how I do this, man.
Oh, you lost your notes?
I think I get all fucked up and I start just deleting shit and deleting shit. Jesus. And then I just don't have it anymore.
Well, Jim, the show opens up with Paul London and Desmond X. I bet you can't guess who Desmond X is. Desmond Xavier, yeah. Everybody.
Do you like that guy?
I like anybody that flips around as good as he does.
Yeah, I like, think he's all right.
Bumps.
I think
he takes bumps really well.
Yeah, that he does. He took on, who did he take on?
Paul London.
Paul London. Yeah, Paul London comes out in like black. He's like a fucking evil Elvis impersonator now.
That would have been better if he came out with Masquerita Sangrada's blood still on his face.
Yeah. Well, he was in the white that time. He's in black now, and he's got the big sparkly cod piece, which is just fucking great. Love it.
Oh, fucking hell. Paul London always has a way to
get. That was a pretty fun match, though.
Yeah, no, of course it was. It was a fun match. You got the surprise win, you know. Desmond Xavier pulls out to win, wins a Gift of the Gods medallion, and he will take place in that six-man match, right? Yeah, it's a six-man match now.
Now it is.
Yeah, now it is. So, I mean, I was shocked that Desmond Xavier won, but I wasn't shocked that Paul London didn't win.
Yeah, that's for sure. I thought it was a pretty fun match.
Yeah, it was. Let's see what else happened here. We had Antonio Cueto. Cueto. There you go. thank you, Lance Levine. Some bitch. he asked all the winners to come out, and they all put their medallions in the belt, and they all, you know, just look at each other and love each other, and that's what they think is going to happen anyways. But then they make a big old fight, and they make a battle royal, which to me it made no sense, though. It
was like the shittiest battle royal of all time.
It was. It was like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But
not very good.
No, but the story they told, though, with the Mac and Son of Havoc was decent. It was because Son of Havoc's been the odd man out of that team. Because who was it that was supposed to be in that team? A.R. Fox?
Yeah, A.R. Fox, who's, I don't know. I don't know where he's at.
I guess he died, you know?
I guess he died.
Well, I mean, that's what there's. And Helico got killed. Johnny Moon or Ricky Mundo killed him, so.
Yeah, I think that is what we've fucking gotten to now, is just that, like, he's killed him. That's it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I thought the end was cool. Havoc kind of like, well, you know, you gives it to Mac and just dives out on everybody.
Yeah, and he picks. What he said was great. That, you know, Mil Muertes scares the shit out of me. Oh, you do? Go for it. Go for it.
Yeah. He says, I'd like to say that the Mac ain't afraid of no man, but the truth is Mil Muertes scares the shit out of me. So what I'm trying to say is, sorry, Mil, you're out. So that was good.
Yeah, it made me pop because it's the Mac, and the Mac is awesome.
Yeah, and Mac bails out, and Muertes just kills everybody.
Yeah, so he's, you know,
out of the match.
Mil Muertes is going to kill the Mac later on.
He's going to kill somebody. Vibora, Johnny Mundo, I thought I had a real fucking just nothing.
I sure the match was really nothing, but to me, the main takeaway I got from this match is that Vibora is much better than I thought he was.
He's a lot better than he was, I think. Yeah. I don't think it's that he's better than you thought he was. I think he's gotten better over time.
That's probably what it is, because there is such a drastic gap between tapings of this show. So, you know, I was quite pleased with his work, hopefully it gets better.
His mask is is better than it used to be now. It's got like a green fucking tongue. His teeth are kind of green.
Yeah.
Looks pretty fucking good, man. Not bad. And they're kind of building up there. They ended up having a big brawl here with the Lizards and the Worldwide Underground. So
I expect
more there.
Except for Jack Evans.
Oh, he doesn't do snakes, man.
Yeah, he doesn't do snakes. He got a pass on this from Johnny Mundo. He said it was okay.
Oh, my God, dude. He is backstage watching this Exolicious fucking thing. It's like a flash dance thing. It was so good. I fucking loved it, man. Exolicious is like dancing and fucking like... Mundo, it's really in. Fucking something.
He says, what are you doing? He's like, I'm watching my enemies every move. What do you think I'm doing? It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's like fucking, that was like awesome too. It's like, you know, we all got our asses kicked by the reptile tribe, where they're, you know, that's where he's like, he doesn't do fucking snakes.
I don't do snakes, no.
And then he leaves, and the doll starts talking to Ricky. She's like, maybe you should do to him what you did to Angelico. And like, she convinces him that he should kill Jack Evans.
Yes.
So I think we've figured it out, right? Angelico announced he's not going to be there. And we haven't seen him. And now Jack Evans is about to be killed as well. So.
Yes. Yes. So that's why he hasn't been in the ring, because they couldn't come to a deal enough for that. So he just wasn't having matches. Just did some backstage segment. Maybe he's injured. Maybe he was injured when this was taped.
Why wouldn't you? Nah, he left. He left the company. Why wouldn't you just take that deal? How much taping do you do there? It's not much. And then you're done.
Yeah.
And you're on TV, well, you know, granted, not popular TV, but you're getting your name out there. People see that, see you on it, and maybe book you for their shit. I don't know. It seems like a weird decision, man. Because what have you seen Angelico? He's like on what, WXW or something?
Sure. I'll probably never see Angelico ever again.
I don't know where they're at. That's my point.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what, man? Until he stops looking like a fox racer, I don't give a fuck about seeing him. He can lose the hat, lose the fucking body jumpsuit to make him look like he's riding a bike. And
he looks like an extra from Rad, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks like he just rode in off Hell Track.
Yeah,
boom, fuck him. 1-2. That was a 1-2 Rad reference punch. Fucking A. So yeah, he's probably gonna kill him. And then we had the main event: Cage lose Pentagon Dark for the title. That was pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a good match. It was less than I thought it was going to be. I was expecting more from it, but nonetheless, it was still a good match.
And he tries to break Cage's arm, but he can't.
Because he's a machine, dude.
Are you new around here? Are you not aware? Motherfucker's a machine. Thought it was pretty good, though.
It was.
And Desmond X, I guess, is going to be around for a little while anyway.
At least till next week when they have the Gifts of the Gods championship match. Which, who do you expect to win that match?
Oh, man. That's interesting, man. I don't know. Do you have the list of the people? I don't have
it, well, you like, got... You got Eva Lise. You've got Desmond X. Not Phantasma, whatever the fuck his name is. The Hunter.
King Cuerno.
Then you've got the Mac, Son of Havoc, and one other person that I can't remember.
Dragon Azteca.
Dragon Azteca. There you go. That's why I forgot him.
I could see a few of those. I could see Dragon Azteca. I could see the Mac. Maybe Havoc.
I'm going to go Cuerno.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm going to go with Cuerno as well. He's fucking awesome. I like him a lot.
I love him.
So yeah, Lucha Underground is still awesome. And people are like, oh, I don't get that channel or whatever your excuse is, dude. I watched it on YouTube in HD the next day. Like, it's up there. There's a million people posted in HD and it's up there for your taking. So, yeah, no excuses.
No excuses at all.
It's on Amazon Prime now, or what's the deal with that? I saw.
I don't know what it's like in America, but we have to pay like $2.49 per episode. So
for new ones or all of them?
All of it.
Yeah, let me just fucking take out a loan and watch it all on there.
yeah, all 60 episodes of season 3.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, let me get right on that.
Let's hope you give me a discounted price, bitch.
Just watch it on YouTube. I'll watch it on
Netflix,
or maybe I don't know. I won't give it away, but you know, maybe if you Google where to watch wrestling, it'll tell you where to watch wrestling.
Yeah, we don't hide it.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it. NXT had a show.
A show was what it was too. That's it.
Yeah, War Raiders had a great package. I love that. Yes,
I agree. That was the highlight of the show, actually, in my opinion.
But what are we doing with them? Nothing, I guess. Mm-hmm. Until after TakeOver?
I guess.
They had a Street Profits vignette. I guess that's still a thing.
Mm-hmm. They were playing basketball.
Yeah. I think next week, probably EC3. I actually really enjoyed the EC3 Kona Reeves thing just because of EC3. Yeah. All he's like, fight me, fight me, fight me, fight me. Like, what the fuck, man? I thought that was funny.
His character is fantastic.
Fits in with a total like asshole. Dude.
Oh yeah, for sure. And Kona Reeves, I just want to see Kona Reeves get his ass kicked.
And if you like the broads wrestling, I've had a pretty good main event actually, 3-way.
Yeah, I mean, there was Candice LeRae was. I found she was a little sloppy, but Nikki Cross when she'd see Shayna Baszler, I thought that was pretty cute.
Oh, dude, right?
Yeah.
She just waves to her like it's her best friend and she hasn't seen her in a while.
Yeah, really she creepy. Her really out. She gave her a head rush. Forever in her debt, no?
I really like Nikki Cross, man. Me I should have picked this. I might have to consider her to be one of my women for actually now that I think about it.
I agree. That's a stout observation you made there, sir.
Yeah. Great. And Baszler was on commentary. It's just fucking dumb.
Sounded like a 12-year-old girl.
I know it's a rematch from the Mae Young, but is this a rematch of the final?
Yep.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kairi Sane won that match. I fully expect Baszler to win this match.
Oh, I'd love to see the belt on Sane.
Me too. I really would.
Just like Shane Baszler. This man has had the belt for fucking too long. He shouldn't even have the women's belt to start with.
It's supposed to be this the women's revolution.
Yeah, we're in the midst of the women's revolution, and they put the belt on a guy. And
yeah, Ellsworth helps Carmella win.
This company's lost.
Yeah, Ellsworth helps Carmella win Money in the Bank, and all hell breaks loose. But you got a guy down in NXT being champion for 9 months, and everything's fine. Yeah. Fuck me, right?
Fuck me, indeed. I think that is it for this week in wrestling. Holy shit!
So it was a big week in wrestling, man. We tried to do it in concise time, and we failed horribly.
What the fuck is this? I just noticed as I was going to Twitter for our shoutouts, there's a picture. Someone tagged us in a picture of Ronda Rousey with that makeup. And the Rice-A-Roni Jabroni is on Twitter calling her Shane Baszler. Shane Baszler would be a good Billy Gunn. We We have spread the Shane Baszler, man.
Shane Baszler, the thing, man. People, it's caught on. It's a thing.
I love it. The influence of fucking stupidity that we have here. It's fucking great.
we want to give a shout out here now.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to our friends in podcasting, Wrestling Soup, Shooting the Shiznit, The Strap, Sat Pod, and Human Experience, Smack It Down. Who am I for? Oh, Get in the Corner. That's coming soon, so pay attention. It could be this coming Wednesday. Maybe we'll make it next Wednesday so we can get a little more hype on that bitch.
Maybe.
If you've never listened to Get in the Corner, it is insanity.
Yeah. So. Well, they've been on here a few times too, and it's been insanity each time.
Oh, but their show is even more insane. I think they call it Audio Adderall as well.
So. I'm excited to not have to talk about wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That should be cool. So check out those shows. They're all good people. And let's do our shout outs here. Get the fuck out.
I don't have any music for this one. We haven't, we didn't talk about anything fun or well, nobody sung something. Nobody sang a thing. Jesus.
On this episode of Suplex City Limits, Tyler Fudge struggles with tenses. Sung it, sang it, singed it. Fuck it, all of those things.
It's whatever.
Yeah, well, there you go. Retweet our pinned episode on Twitter. Get yourself a shout out. Help spread the word. Help your boys out a little bit. Shout outs Omega Luke Wrestling, Bobby Anthem. Love that motherfucker. Cinematically Correct, Just in Time. With the GNT Baggers, your name's too long. Rename your podcast to something fucking shorter. The BPP or the BP podcast, is that about petroleum? I don't fucking know. Mr. Klondike Bill, Adam Sharpies, like retweet our shit. I'll roast your fucking name. Big Papa Tutorial, Tony Vasquez, Yabor Tyler. Like Yakov Smirnoff, Bobby fucking Blades, Sat Pod, Grammars, Aaron Echoes, Inhuman Experience, Dom Homie, JC Sterling, THT Wrestling Podcast. Definitely, I need to add them. Check them out too. They're really good guys. Smack It Down, which is hosted by Viva La JD. Johnny Utah, Jeremy Foltz, LPH. Really? What the faggot formerly known as Enos Lebowski.
I've seen that.
Great. Dre Drizzle. our boy Burbs. Travis Fudge, the other half of the Federation.
There you go. There you go. Like the long haired Freaky back. Jesus version.
Freaky Jesus version. Scotty, he's so fucking divine. He's Mr. Lance Levine. Balls Deep 2019, Tremaine Lastly, Jay Dune, AC Patty, Chris and Damon's Amazing Nerd Show. Almost too long. Well Kept and Unclean, Jared, Brian J., Caleb Morganfield, EMZT Podcast and Productions, Chris Savage, Federation, Wayne G., Maiku Tommaso, Lee Unwin, and Eric Turner. We thank you very much for helping us out. I think this is it, man. Do you have anything else before we go?
No. There's nothing in wrestling that I care to talk about right now. It's all gone.
Yeah. I feel like we've covered a ton of shit.
We wrote our own Observer newsletter.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I think that's going to do it. We'll be back next week. I'm definitely going to be watching Slammiversary, so we'll be talking about that.
Yep, G1. I'll be watching some G1 as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try it. And we build towards TakeOver and SummerSlam. So we'll find out what the big announcement on Raw is.
Ooh.
It's going to involve the women.
Come on, because it's a historic statement.
Yeah, it's historic, dude. All that and a whole lot more right back here. I think that's going to do it then.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for listening. And until next week, as always, make it all a dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you. And be excellent to each other. See you then.
I am my mother's son. the plane. I knew I'd get it back again.
So pull your punches, baby, let me bleed. I love you fucking people telling me I'm wrong. And following dreams that I have had since I stopped giving up. So pull your punches, baby, let me bleed. I love you fucking people telling me I'm wrong.
So pull your punches.